Did you guys actually go and just hold up a CVS?
It kind of felt that way. It was almost like
walking around with bags full of CVS stuff.
Yeah. Like at one point, we're all around Chloe and Alfie's desks, and we're just kind of showing our wares. It's like, what'd you get?
Yeah, comparing notes. It was really funny going, okay, well, this one's got more Acetaminophen than this one, but this one has got like this much. And Alfie's like, oh, wow, okay, that's the difference.
So we all basically were trying each other's stuff.
Because I walked past Alfie and Chloe's desk, and all his crap is laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you realize if the feds walk by, they're going to think you're making meth.
Yeah, well, it's the reason we all had to go separately, because if you couldn't buy all that stuff at the same time.
Mm-mm. The stuff that I bought even just for myself before we made our pool, I took like 3 separate trips.
Had to show your ID.
How many Allegra D can you buy at a time?
You can only buy, I think... one box.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one box of the 24-hour.
And that's only 10?
Yep.
The 12-hour, you can buy up to 15?
I think so.
And does that mean every 15 days?
Every week. And only, I think, 3 boxes a month.
Well, they should lift all this stuff during allergy season.
Yeah, and cold and flu season, absolutely. And besides, right now, if a couple of hits of meth would get rid of all this crap in my head, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. I'll buy the bathtub.
Amen, brother. Seriously, if it'll unclog my head, finish draining my face and my ears, and help my throat, I'll freebase heroin. I don't care.
There's one thing I won't do, and it's that neti pot.
That's just nasty, man. And also, dude, that's temporary. That's just, no.
Swear to God, there's one in our medicine cabinet at home. 3:30 in the morning, I'm looking at everything in there. I'm like, that's the one thing I will not consider.
What is that?
That's where you, it's like the, it looks like a genie's lamp.
Uh-huh.
That you fill it with water and you put it up your nose and you tilt your head forward and side and down. And then it's supposed to flush all your sinus cavity.
Ugh. Use like a saline solution.
Oh.
Doesn't burn or anything. It just feels nasty. Because I tried it once.
I don't think I could get it up in there. I started to, and I just—it was like, trying to give myself eye drops. I just can't do it.
And if your nose is clogged up, how are you supposed to get that saline solution from one side to the other?
I guess it just kind of clears the way.
Yeah, I'm afraid it may just go. Nope, not gonna go through.
It just gets rejected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm clogged up. That means the passageway is closed. How is this stuff supposed to get from here to here? It just looks odd, and it felt weird.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the bathroom here at the station, there have been people who were in mid-use of the neti pot,
mm-hmm.
And you walk in, you're just like, ugh, I don't want to see that. It's like you walk back out and just be like, I'm going to come back later. Whatever I got to do can wait.
Yeah, hi, brother. Just have... I don't know why. It just that pot, the thing, the concept. I'd rather just have somebody piss up one side of my nose and have it come out the other side.
At least with that, you know, there's a better chance of it getting through to the other side. More force.
So everybody's got something now.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did the stuff I gave you earlier, did that help at all?
Actually, it did.
Yeah.
I had really bad pressure, sinus pressure. I'd taken Advil and pills, and I don't want any phone calls. I don't want any email. I didn't want any suggestions. I've taken it all. I've taken it all.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really left I can take.
Short of the actual meth we could cook.
Well, you got to have bee pollen, honey. I've been, just leave me alone. Yes, the stuff you gave me helped.
Okay, good. I brought it in here just in case. One for me to sip on, and also if you need some more. And I'm looking at it now thinking, why did I not get the big bottle?
What is that? Let me see it.
That's the good stuff right there. That's got everything you want.
I know. When we were all putting our stuff in the middle, Alfie looked at that, and he's like, Man, where'd you get that?
That's dextromethorphan, guaifenesin, and phenylephrine.
And the acetaminophen.
Oh, yeah, and acetaminophen. Tylenol. That's everything.
Non-drowsy, too.
Yup.
Yeah.
I am awake.
This is just, what's the regular brand? This is just the CVS brand.
The regular brand of that is a Mucinex.
No.
But the main reason that I gravitated towards it is because it actually mentions sore throat. Because at a certain point, my throat was just laughing at the ibuprofen I was taking for it.
Yeah, this thing is packed.
Yeah.
How many of these can you buy a week?
I don't know, but when I leave here, I'm going to buy the rest.
Yeah, why am I taking all this multi stuff when you could just drink this and it covers it all? Expectorant. Nasal decongestant. See, I'm not really congested that much.
See, I'm congested in my head, not my nose. My main thing was just the throat because I Googled sore throat remedies. And one of the things of the list of 10 that I came across was cough syrup, which also helps to soothe your throat. Even though it may not specifically mention it, it helps with that.
So, Alfie, you're big on this then, right?
That's where it's at. The only thing that's missing is Sudafed.
Which well, Clo's got a bunch of those laying around.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's been eating those like Red Hots. That's a packet of what? Is that 25, 30?
Yeah, 48.
Yeah. So I drank that and took some other stuff.
How could you get 48 of the Sudafed?
I think it's a box at a time. It doesn't matter. You can't buy like multiple boxes, but you could buy a big box.
Is there more Sudafed and Allegra D than what you got there?
Yes.
Okay. So how many of those equals an Allegra D?
A lot. I think it's something like six of those equals one Allegra D, but with Allegra D, it's timed release.
And what is this? Not time release?
No, that hits you quick.
I see. Yeah. That's what I like. I like the immediate. Because everything that I've got that says, oh, one pill, 12 hours. F you. No, it's not. It's more like half that.
And plus, the things are huge.
The Allegra D?
Swallow those. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Chloe got some lip at one of the drugstores when he complained about the pill size.
They were trying to give me the 12-hour stuff, and I was like, no, I need the 3 to 6 hour, the one on the left. I can't swallow those. I got a small throat, don't know why. And she calls me, she goes, you're a wuss. And I go, excuse me? I was like, I need the 3 to 6 hour.
You can't just break it in half?
No, I can't.
Pussy man.
I'll choke.
You want me to break them in half for you?
That's kind of the attitude she had.
Let me cut up, your steak and feed it to you.
You and me and Mama Bird, your medicine. So how long does it take for those Sudafed tabs to kick in?
About 20 minutes.
You slide a couple over here.
Okay, but that's if you you just swallow them. What happens if you grind a couple up?
I was thinking about just letting it dissolve underneath my tongue.
Oh, that's good, too.
That works pretty good.
What, sublingually?
Mm-hmm. Usually I'll take two and then put one underneath the tongue.
Hang on. When's the last time I took anything pseudo-fetish?
Did you take Allegra D this morning?
Yeah.
Then you're getting it right now.
I'm getting what?
You're getting pseudo-fed this very moment because that pill's still releasing.
Okay. So I shouldn't really take a lot of these.
You probably shouldn't.
Can I take two?
I wouldn't.
I take one and just...
All right, and spit it out. I'm going to take your pseudo-fed back or whatever that is. What is it with you, Kenzie?
It just sounds like a trap house in here.
A what?
A trap house.
I don't know what a trap house is.
It sounds like a drug pen. Like
oh.
If these were illegal, y'all would have hit the jackpot.
Russ already said you could buy a bunch of these ingredients and we're a whole new syndicate.
It sounds hilarious right now.
We don't make fun of you when you got all your meds.
Hey, I'm not making fun of y'all. I feel bad for y'all.
Mm.
I'm with you, though. I'm there.
Okay.
Captain Howard decided to weigh in on our predicament.
Yeah.
Not about the meth possibilities, but he just said, cure, triple dose NyQuil, 12-pack Miller Lite.
The NyQuil, that didn't have as much alcohol in it as it used to.
Mm. No, not at all. That used to be the only two things you needed was Sudafed and NyQuil, that period.
NyQuil used to be 50 proof. It was 25% alcohol.
Those good old days.
Have you tried NyQuil?
I want something with proof. Especially like cold medicine that you look at it and go, that's 50 proof.
Mm-hmm. I saw one medicine. It was like a bottle of cough syrup, and it said alcohol free. And it said it on there like it was a selling point. I was like, no, go away.
Aren't you supposed to want to encourage me to purchase this product?
Yeah, really. If I buy that bottle, all that's going to happen is I'm going to be even more sick going through DTs. Let me go find something else.
I just put on the bottle so much alcohol we didn't have room for any medicine. Medicine free.
Yeah. The color wouldn't even stick.
So, Alfie, is this what we buy now? The CVS, cold, flu, and sore throat maximum strength thing?
Yeah, that's the good one. Or the whatever equivalent Mucinex is.
Okay. Ugh. Yeah, by the way, Alfie talks, they should just change the label on this to new, and it's the Okay. Excuse me a second. Oh. Just need doctors being paged in the background to add to all this.
I can't even clear my throat like that.
Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard.
There you go.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, we got a few minutes. What do you want to start with? Let me see. Today's been a blur. People coming in and out of the studio. Me having to deal with problems, issues, and my head pounding. Whoever walks in next, it's not going to be their fault, but I'm going to have to shoot them. Just so I could calm down.
And I really wouldn't have blamed you for that.
Sorry, not your day, Bam.
Sorry.
And then Chuck records Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, all the parts except the guitar.
Right, because that's your part.
He sends the mix down, sends me the chords, but they're not in order.
Really?
He didn't a place chart?
Mm-mm. So I don't know where anything goes.
So it's like half helpful.
Yeah, and if I don't do this in the next few days, it's going to be useless. And today I don't care. You guys do whatever you want.
I did enjoy, though, that you saw the tree in the hallway in the offices back here. The one I was talking about yesterday that I just wanted to burn down.
Yeah.
So does Russ now. It looked so cheery. He looked at it and just goes, F you. I'm going to burn that bitch down.
One of the girls in promotion saw me eyeballing it. She said, don't. Where are the rest of these lights come from? Who put these up on the cubicles? You need to get in the spirit. I am. I'm about to set these on fire, too.
One of the things the Bible is full of is many instances of sacrifice.
I got enough meds in my system right now. I'm sure I could cough up an accelerant. Don't you mean expect? No. I mean flames.
Yeah. That's where the 50 proof helps.
Chloe, can you tell what key a song is in by listening to it?
Not, no.
Okay.
That was honest. What about Alfie?
No.
All right.
I need somebody to call and tell me what key this is in.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm guessing C.
How much of it? That can't all be in C.
Because it all sounds like it's in a major key, and so C is the easiest key to play, and so a lot of Christmas songs are in C. That's where that derives from.
Do you know what he said?
There's a reason you didn't even bother to ask me if I knew what key it was in.
Well, even if somebody goes, all right, it's in C, well, that doesn't tell me the other chords.
No, it doesn't.
They're on this piece of paper Chuck sent, but it doesn't say where it goes.
Is it supposed to be a puzzle? Is that his objective? Haha, figure this out, idiot.
This song is comprised of these chords. It's up to you, Mr. Phelps. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. It sounded right.
Mission Impossible.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's C?
I think it's C. And that's a damn pretty busy song, not to tell you where the chords go.
I really don't like to try this unless I'm drunk, but I'm real curious where these chords go.
I'd say go for it, man.
All right.
There you go.
That's one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I still don't know where I am. That's two of them.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
You're close.
This is why I just stick with Rock Band.
Like, what'd they do today on the show? I think a guy's playing by numbers.
And not very well.
Obviously, he's got some guy that plays in his band that hates him. All right, I got two of them down. Only, looks like there's eight left.
We'll be back. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:32, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Starting off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Keller Hicks. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up back to the Golden Triangle. In Coppell, southbound 121 right near Coppell Road. Road construction there has a couple different lanes blocked that has traffic jacked up back to the Denton Tap. And finally, in Balch Springs, westbound I-20, right at 175. Got an accident blocking the ramp to go westbound there. That one has you jacked up back to that 635-20 kind of split. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cool River Cafe. Overcast and 46 tonight. Tomorrow, some morning rain and afternoon clouds with a high of 54. Right now, 49 degrees, but 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do you got, Alfie?
Everyone's calling in with their guess as to what key it is.
I don't need guesses. And what key isn't going to help me learn the song?
The answer I've got the most is A.
Well, yeah, according to these notes, there's an A in there. But where does it? I think it's an E.
Oh, really? Okay.
Why E?
It's got an E in there the most.
Do we?
It's got a lot of B's, though.
Okay, hang on. Do we even know what a key is?
I'm saying chord. To me, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, the bass, the root, the thing.
Club took music.
Did he finish?
When you guys jam together, you and Chuck, what key do you mostly jam in?
It depends on what song it is.
Oh. C, wasn't it?
What?
I think it was C. Y'all always played in C.
Play what in C?
Anything y'all did.
No, we don't.
No. He sings things in B. Country songs are mostly in C.
Well, maybe it's L.
How? I don't even understand the question. When you guys jam together, what key do you jam in?
Whichever one.
Whatever song we're playing, it's don't keys. I'm done. Don't keys change. Every song is in a different key.
Yes, but if you guys are just jamming and not necessarily playing a particular song.
I don't know how to place. I can't.
Just jam?
Freewheel.
Okay. I thought you guys did that sometimes.
No.
No, Chuck does.
Chuck just, I'll just hit a chord and Chuck will play around it.
Okay, gotcha.
What key do you guys play in?
Russell, grab the guitar and point and go here.
This is what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I get rid of Alfie. I'm not screwing with it.
Got it.
It's like do-it-yourself guitar. Here's a bed. Here's some letters. Good luck.
Go get him, partner.
Okay. You got audio you want to get to? What do you want to do?
Yeah, sure. Real quick, did you ask Chuck where that stuff is supposed to go?
No, I just got I got all this today.
Okay.
I don't even remember asking for the damn song. I hate Brenda Lee.
The sad thing is I've heard you say that before.
That I hate Brenda Lee?
Mm-hmm.
There are other versions I like. I don't like Brenda Lee's.
I think, is Brenda Lee's the most popular one?
I don't know. She did it first, I think. Either her or Roy Rogers. I don't know.
Ah, okay. Well, I think hers is actually the one I like. Sorry, man. I got some stuff for you, though.
Okay.
Let's do cut two. This is a real ad that was airing and still is airing in the United Kingdom. This is where Santa gets to a house and realizes he has to take a massive dump.
Hang on. This is a
commercial. This is a TV commercial.
This is 3 minutes long.
It's lengthy.
How can it be a TV commercial?
Well, it's just a lengthy commercial.
Maybe in the UK they're longer.
Uh-huh.
Father Christmas?
Oh, hi. I didn't mean to wake you. Was just trying to find the loo.
It wasn't you. It's that stench.
I'm sorry, dearie. Just go back to sleep.
I was dreaming of sugar plums.
Yeah, well, Santa's dropping some off at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even sound like Santa Claus.
No, I think that's the point of the commercial. Since it's based in the UK, you have the little British children coming in saying Santa stinks. And Santa, at times, sounds like a kind of like a Northeastern New Yorker type.
Yeah, well, he's sitting on the commode. What's up, Santa?
How long came the ghost of Christmas Arse?
Listen, just give me a second, okay? And I'll wrap this right up.
What is that smell?
Oh, geez, not again.
Who do you see, Nicholas?
Please, girls, go back to bed.
He's dropping Yule logs down his chimney.
Come on now, a little privacy would be great. I've been holding this thing since Dubai.
The whole house smells like a gingerbread manslaughter.
I'm sorry, it's the milk and cookies. Okay.
What is the product?
That's the thing we've got to it. It's called Poo-Pourri.
Oh, an air freshener.
Yeah.
Okay, every year destroys me.
Well, now that you're here, dumping lumps of coal in our toilet, what did you get me for Christmas?
Grizz.
I don't make a meal of it, okay? It's not that bad.
Look what I found.
Jesus, there's another one? Whoa, put that back.
That's... I was looking around for that horrible stench, and I found this under the tree.
That's not for you.
iPhones, hundreds of them, all for us.
As soon as I'm done here, I'm going to get those gifts back, and you're all going on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah? Then I'm going to put you on Instagram, hashtag busted.
Do you know who I am? You have any idea?
Put it in the cloud with his stinky thoughts.
You can't blackmail Santa.
Look,
is this f***ing real?
Swear to God.
Yes. Okay.
This has actually been out for a couple of weeks.
You never should have pinched off a hot slice of fruitcake without using Poo-Pourri.
Poo-Pourri?
Poo-Pourri, the gift that stops stinking. Since we're exchanging gifts, here's one for you. Next time, spritz the bowl before you go, and no one else will ever know.
So you can keep sneaking without reeking.
And your dingleberries will smell like jingleberries.
Anything else?
Yeah, Santa. Hurry up. I really need to take a
Jingle bells, your poop.
Is that all of it?
Yeah, then you get the jingle on the end. The lady tells you to get poopery.
Thank you. Took a minute 50.
Yeah.
For the product name to come in.
I know. I think what this was is how some ads know what they're doing is they'll have an online version and then they'll have a TV version. One that'll be like 30 seconds.
Oh.
And it makes sense because then that way you can spend a little more on the commercial because it'll be longer, and then you can stick it on various websites and make it more entertaining, almost like its own little viral deal. And doubles as an ad.
I think I would have. The online version, I would have made a little more.
Graphic?
Yes.
A little more.
What's he doing? I'm taking a Did you want some? I'll spread my leg. He reached down there and pulled. I tell you what, you had the pick of the litter.
But Santa, that's gross.
Nobody told you to come in here? I'm taking a No, off.
And that'd be the American version. That's the Brits. They're just more proper.
Turn around, spray you.
Yeah, you don't leave the room. I'm going to pull Santa's pee-pee up out of the water and piss on you.
This is one of the few times ever in your life that you can't pee just once. It's multiple.
Sorry. Okay.
And since we're in the Christmas spirit, cut number one, this is Christopher Lee. He's the actor. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's an old guy. Plays
Christopher Lee always played vampires.
Okay, good. Then you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He also was in Star Wars.
He was. Played Count Dooku.
Count who?
Dooku. See what I did there?
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Anyway, he's also a big metalhead, and he released a new Christmas carol.
Christopher Lee.
Swear. He's been doing this for a few years now.
The guy that was in Vincent Price movies and horror movies. That guy.
Mm-hmm. And The Lord of the Rings. Christ, I like those heavy chords. Christ, I want to hear some more. The dead knights are in for stop. What have all these burdens done? Pale in flesh and dress so fine. Hail to all. Sucks. What else you got? That dude's like 90-something. I've also got cut number 8. This is of a girl at Universal Studios. She goes up to the new Transformers movies. There's the new Megatron, the bad guy. There's a guy in a suit dressed like Megatron.
And this is girl. This the one with Mark Wahlberg? You're talking about the new Transformers?
This is older than that one, but new Transformers movies, but not Wahlberg.
All right.
So anyway, there's a guy in a Megatron suit at Universal Studios, and a girl walks up, and she's like, I'm going to take a selfie. And then he kind of goes off on her.
Selfie!
You will not receive a selfie so long as you stand before me with your ridiculous furred hoodie. When will you learn that your status updates mean zero to nothing to anyone ever? It doesn't matter which social network you post it on. Worthless. Use your mind. Create new memories. Interact. Don't just add it to a library of forgotten photographs.
Okay.
Ugh, how disappointing your generation is.
Is he supposed to be an a-hole?
I think so. I think that's the general idea of it, because he's a bad guy in the movie, so they kind of continue their character on at the theme park.
Sorry, he seemed pissed, man. he wanted to hit her.
The sad thing is, as a villain right now, I'm on his side. It's like the Decepticons are kind of striking a chord.
Do you want to see Megatron's mega rectum? Take a selfie with this.
Yeah. Put a filter on that.
Hang on a second. You may not need a filter. I think I feel the train coming.
So anyway, that's got, I think, like, what was it, 7 million views already?
Okay. Dandy. been a great show so far. We tried to guess keys of a song, and now we're playing other people's work. What else you got?
Cut number three. The state of South Dakota just pulled a new ad campaign that was supposed to help people drive more safely on snowy days, but people got upset because it was called Don't Jerk and Drive.
Real?
Real.
Winter driving can be treacherous. Should your tire leave a snowy or icy road, resist the urge to jerk the steering wheel. Overcorrecting only results in chaos. Besides, nobody likes a jerker. Instead, stay the course. Slowly let off the gas and re-enter only after regaining control. Now that's proper driving. Discover more winter driving tips at don'tjerkanddrive.com.
Real. And so what that
why'd they pick a Brit to cut a PSA for South Dakota?
I don't know. I wonder. There are always so many questions when it comes to, you know, like state PSAs with driving and things. And why they decided to use a Brit, I don't know. Maybe they thought it was classier or people would pay attention to it more.
All right. You were going to say something?
Yeah, so people were upset by it because the campaign was Don't Jerk and Drive, and that was on billboards everywhere, and that just offended people. It's like, oh, you can't. It's a nasty connotation.
Well, it's only nasty if you make it nasty.
True. But also, even if that was the point of the campaign, was not to masturbate and drive, that's still a good campaign. That's dangerous.
Who said it had anything to do with masturbation? I mean, just because it says jerk and drive,
because
that's
people,
offensive.
I know. People inserted it in there, what they thought.
That's your dirty mind. It's not like they said, hey, don't shoot sperm on the windshield when you're driving.
For all we know, that might be next.
We must eliminate come and go.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just wrote that right now.
That was pretty good.
I'm giving myself a treat. Is our cork bottle still in the shop?
Yes. It needs one more day of curing.
If they think it'll hold up?
Yes.
I thought we had a backup cork in case that one ever went bad.
The backup cork is missing. Don't know where that is. That be.
I was just shocked that engineering jumped on that.
Mm-hmm.
This cork broke. Is that the cork?
The cork.
It's like the Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm. They stand up. Are you going to salute it?
We got to get this into the workshop immediately. How long has it been like this? How long has it gone without cohesiveness?
It's only been a couple hours. So.
Okay, we can still save it.
Still a chance.
That's just when Chloe said it the first time yesterday, I thought I misheard. Where's our cork bottle? Oh, it's in the shop.
Oh, ha, Chloe made it funny. No, really, it's back in the engineering shop.
It's on the workbench with a light on it.
Somebody monitoring it the entire time.
It's in a safe place.
Okay.
It's in like a little bubble room.
With a beep.
Mm-hmm.
Beep.
And in order to handle it, you have to put your hands through those rubber gloves.
You put our whiskey bottle on our heart monitor. We should go in there and flatline it, see if they freak out.
No, don't do that. That's mean. You guys are in a really giving mood. Let's not break him out of it.
Okay. Jerk and drive. Well, if it got people's attention, I mean, really, any campaign should just be, hey, learn to f***ing drive.
Right.
Regardless of the road conditions, people can't drive on dry.
Nope.
You think they're going to pay attention to anything else?
Well, the other thing I like about this, though, is that Northerners always give us crap in the South or in Texas about how we don't know how to drive on snow. It's like, no, usually when we can't drive on stuff, it's because it's ice. None of you idiots can drive on ice. But even up north, they have stupid PSAs that remind people how to drive properly in inclement weather.
Or how to deal with the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the temperatures reach almost 74... You know you need to keep fluids in your system.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be dehydrated.
Mm-mm.
That's a dangerous temperature. Humans aren't meant to live in any type of heat beyond 74 or 75. Down here in Texas is like a million.
It's 74, bitch, please. Here, it's one of those things before football practice, the coaches would remind you, hey, every once in a while, make sure you touch the guy next to you and make sure he's sweating. Because if he's not, call 911.
Don't you? No, I don't want to go get that far with it. Okay. If you stop sweating, it's bad.
Yes.
All right. That's all I need to know. I thought there were stages. It's like, if you're sweating for no reason, that's bad.
Probably.
And if you stop sweating, that's bad too.
If you're outside and it's 100 degrees and you're in full pads and running around and you're not sweating, something's wrong.
Means you're dehydrated?
Yes, and probably on the verge of heat stroke.
Okay.
So, like, if
you know, next time I'm out playing football.
I understand. Use the same thinking when you go outside in the summer and mow.
I got it. I always make sure I sweat. But at least this PSA got some attention. How many PSAs go unnoticed?
Right.
Almost all of them. Nobody pays attention to the don't drown, turn around, whatever the freak mm-hmm. it is. They keep driving into the water during flash floods.
Yeah, but then they'll come back and say, hey, those are the people that we missed, but who knows how many people that we saved that did not drive into that water.
If you don't know how deep it... Why do you have to have slogans? It's not going to make people smarter.
I think
if you don't know how deep the water is, don't drive into it. Why save those idiots? I just put up signs. It's fine, drive in it.
No. Because then people will do that.
Drive through it. I don't give a shit. That's what I call a campaign.
Go ahead.
Hit the gas and drown. I'm not even going to make it rhyme.
That'd actually be interesting to see if that would be more effective. Go the reverse psychology route. Go ahead, drive in that. Kill yourself.
Dare you. Irving had a campaign for a while. They had signs up. It didn't say be nice. It was something.
I think it was just be kind. I think that was it.
No explanation, nothing. They finally bailed on it because people started shooting holes in them.
Yeah, you're asking for trouble.
Paintballs or anything else?
No, I know when you come from Oklahoma into Texas on 75, like you're coming from Choctaw or something, the sign when you enter Texas next to the big rest stop says, welcome to Texas, drive friendly. I'm like, bull. Most of us don't do that. Unless it's a warning sign for those not from Texas saying, you better drive friendly, because if not, this is Texas, we'll shoot you. Maybe that's what it is, and I just misunderstood it.
Was it a full-blown sign that said drive friendly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like one of those big green highway signs, Texas flag, white letter.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Because they have the drive friendly signs that are like it's a half of a sign. If you unfolded it, mm-hmm. it's a warning sign, like beware of ice on bridge.
Okay.
And then they fold those back down, and on the outside it says drive friendly, so it just doesn't look like we're putting up
the same sign.
Upside down triangles. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I got it. Welcome to Texas, drive friendly on the back of the sign, or we'll kill you. I need to check the back of the sign next time I cross.
I don't think you need to put any words up there. There are probably a bunch of dead people from Oklahoma behind the sign. There's just so many things you want to put on the welcome to Texas thing.
Yeah.
Just like, back up. We don't want you here.
Texas is friendly, though.
We're not friendly.
Well, yeah.
We're certainly not friendly with Oklahoma.
It's more of like
even though they do have all the premier topless dancers.
Well, it's
especially in Ardmore.
No, we're Texas. We can't have everything, though. Some things Oklahoma edges us out.
Premier.
Welcome to Texas. Yeah. We f***ed your mother. I like to like an electronic board, change it all the time. Welcome to Texas, eater. Monkey whore.
Yeah. You can actually do that on those electrical construction signs. There's hacks online you can look up to change the message on them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
How long have you known this?
It's been a while. We had stories about it before where people were warned about bears on the highway or the zombies ahead turn around.
Do you actually have to get up to the equipment or can you access it online?
The thing that I've seen is a hack that you have to get to that piece of equipment. So you basically tap into it and type in your own message on the sign.
Queer honey badgers ahead.
Queer honey badgers?
Man, I'm not going down that road.
Okay. Because it's like, if my honey badger's queer, that means I'm queer too. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I can do about it.
Nope.
Need a break here?
Yes.
He's fabulous and ferocious.
Alfie, line one is what?
He says he's the owner of the poop spray company, or I guess the poop smell getter ritter company that Dan was talking about earlier.
Yes, Hector.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good. You own the company?
Yes, my wife and I own the company. Yeah, we're here in Addison, Texas.
I thought Dan said this was a British spot.
People think it's a British spot because we cast the girl who does the commercials, Bethany, the one in the blue dress on the toilet. And she's got a British accent, but no, it's certainly from right here in Texas. It was invented right here in our house.
Is this actually run on television?
No, it's not run on television, just a YouTube campaign.
Oh, okay.
Oh, son of a bitch, it sure is.
What, Dan?
I went to their website and contact us. Yeah, they're on Keller Springs, right up the road.
Yeah, man. we can come in anytime, too.
What did he say?
He said we can come in anytime.
Oh, to visit?
Well, I'm sure.
What does a can of this stuff run?
Well, it depends. They come in different sizes, but like a 4 ounce is $14.99, and you can get a 2 ounce for $9.95.
How long does that last?
100 uses for the 2 ounce and 200 uses for the 4 ounce. Depends how often you go to the bathroom, man.
Yep.
Are these like time dispensers or, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's a little bottle with a spritzer, and our tagline is spritz the bowl before you go. No one else will ever know. So you spritz it in the bathroom before you use it. It creates a film on the top of the water, and then you use the bathroom, and there's no odor.
Oh, I missed that part of the spot.
Yeah.
Because all those kids were just little S's. It's kind of hard to follow along. Did your wife make you invent this product?
No, I like to think that I was, her incentive behind creating it. So I inspire people to do great things.
I got a feeling you were ranciting up the bathroom. And she goes, you better figure out a way to cover this up.
Well, she figured it out herself, man. It took her 9 months of creating. And she would give me a new bottle every morning, and I would go and try it. And so they coined me the official tester, but she was the official sniffer. And I always say, which job would you prefer to have?
Yeah. Man, what kind of wicked shits were you taking?
Well, I'm Mexican, bro.
What does that mean? Did they come out on a stick?
No, it means I eat really well.
Are you forgetting to take the foil off the food?
There's actually a story behind that, but no.
Okay.
I take it off now.
Yeah. Well, how did you know we were playing your spot?
Actually, my wife is in the car with my daughter, and someone texted her or called her and said, hey, they're talking about it, and they think it's from the UK. You might want to call them.
Oh, all right. Well, I tell you what. What's the website?
Poopery.com. POOPOURRI.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling.
Oh, sure, guys. If you ever want us up there or something, and also we'll send you a care package so y'all can try this stuff out.
Okay. I'll put you on hold. Alfie can give you the address. But awesome. I don't want you or your a-hole anywhere up here. I don't even like knowing that you're in Addison.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
407, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toys R Us. Traffic's not that bad right now. A couple incidents out there, and both of them ain't that bad. We'll start off in Bald Springs, west on I-20. Right at 175, you got an accident blocking the ramp to go westbound. That has traffic kind of slow in that whole 635-20 kind of interchange there. And in Coppell, southbound 121, right near Coppell Road. That earlier road construction there has cleared out. Traffic's still a little slow, though. Back in business, 121. Head to RussMartin.com right now to bid on $15,000 worth of advertising airtime on 97.1 The Eagle. It all benefits the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Details are at RussMartin.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Tonight, overcast and 46. Tomorrow, some morning rain, afternoon clouds, and a high of 54. Right now, 49 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So what made you think the that poopery thing was a Brit spot?
Just because of the kids and the just the way the commercial was.
Did it look professionally produced?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nice looking spot.
Is this a big company that is that what they're just called? Poopery?
Yeah, it looks like it.
We can come up anytime.
No.
For what? We could demonstrate. Yeah, that's really what I want.
Well, I don't think he means that he would demonstrate for us. I mean, you just probably, if it would fix some of the issues in our bathroom up here, I'm all
for it. There's nothing for that.
Just saying, if we could do
because the whole concept with their poopery is you spritz it on the water, creates some type of film, and mm-hmm. I guess absorbs the stink.
Yeah.
Well, there are guys up here that can't hit the commode with their own
All right, well, outside of those guys.
I don't know what that big brown-white thing is, but it sure gets in the way every time I go in there to take a sh**.
That's the toilet, you idiot.
Well, I know. Can't they move that?
Oh, God.
Ain't no room to get around in there, so I could just sh** on the floor. I had to go into one of the stalls one day when both the urinals were taken up. I don't even like pissing in those stalls.
Well, there have been other people that don't either because, like, going two on the floor, they go one on the floor. Mm-hmm. You know,
what is your aversion to water?
I don't know.
And why do you, what is it about ceramics make you want to wipe boogers on it? Oh, look, ceramic tile. I can't just roll it and flick it or just dump it in the water as I'm taking a piss. No. I have to wipe it on the tile. If I ever catch anybody doing that in person, I'm going to shove their head through that wall.
The thing is, though, that we've learned is it's not just here. It happened at CBS as well in the men's restroom. I've seen it in public restrooms at other places, like at stores.
I know we've asked and I forgot. Kenzie, is it nasty in women's restrooms?
Yeah.
Boogers on the wall?
Yeah. Well, no, not so much boogers as...
tampons?
Yes. Lady products, not properly disposed.
Well, they just throw them on the floor next to the urinal?
Sometimes. But not the urinal.
I was going to see how long it took.
Man, that was close.
Yeah, they're all over the urinal.
Yeah.
You ever think maybe it's nasty in there because you're in the wrong room? I'm going to need a step stool if I'm going to sit on this thing.
That's what I've always heard, especially like in bars or even nightclubs at closing. I've always heard that it's the women's restrooms that are way worse than the men's.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the body fluids or?
Not just that, but also it's like there'll be just random panties thrown about, vomit, poop.
Mm-hmm.
Drug remnants, paraphernalia.
Spilled drinks.
Drinks all over the place, yeah.
Drug bags.
Mm-hmm.
Little baggies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you
party, Kenzie?
Well, I've partied a lot of places.
I don't even need a drug dealer. I just wait for closing time. I go in there and pick up pills off the floor.
I probably could.
Yeah.
Alfie, all those people on hold, all of them. They want to talk about this poopery stuff.
Yes, they do.
Well, I'm not doing an infomercial for this guy. We played the spot. I let him give out his website. What do they want? Are they saying it works? It doesn't work?
They're saying it works and it works well.
Okay, great. Congratulations. I'm happy for him and his company.
That was helpful. Thank you.
It is so odd, the things that we'll bring up or play or talk about, and somehow somebody associated with whatever the topic is calls the Emery, don't tell me his last name, Emery King. Did the Silverado.
Yes.
His parody on the trucks. That and the what do you call the Camaro?
Camaro.
Yeah. The one on the Camaro.
I still have it in there if you want it.
I know. I don't want to keep playing things over and over. People will think we've already gone to best of for the year.
Ah, it doesn't matter anyway. They know we're here. They can tell how sick everybody is.
Man, he must have a lot of mothers.
Yeah. And a couple of sisters.
Okay. You want to start news? What do you want to do?
We can start news.
Okay. You want to play Guess the Key of Songs again?
I mean, based on how successful we were the last time? We still don't know.
I figured out a few of the chords. I just don't know exactly when they go there. And Chuck knows I'm stupid.
He must have just forgot to include it in his email. Or maybe he...
Maybe he thinks, okay, here's a change. It'll be one of these chords.
Just plug it in until it goes right.
Yeah. Keep playing until it sounds good.
Do you think this is one of those things where he's trying to make you find out on your own, or he just forgot to put it in the email?
He's obviously pissed about something.
Why does he have to be mad about something?
I don't know, because he knows I'll struggle with it until I figure it out.
So he just gets, that's his way of messing with you.
Yeah, and, you know, luckily I'll have this just in time for Cadbury eggs and the Easter Bunny. Mm-hmm. Now let's do news. All right, 4:15, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, December 18th, 2014. Birthdays today, actress Ashley Benson turns 25. Singer Christina Aguilera is 34. Actress Katie Holmes, 36. Rapper DMX is 44. Wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin turns 50. Brad Pitt, he turns 51. Ray Liotta is 60. Steven Spielberg is 68. Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones, guess.
Keith Richards is, let's see, these build up. What was the last birthday?
68.
Keith Richards is 72.
Very close. He is 71 today. But again, just has looked that always.
Well, at least now he looks his age.
Yeah, that's true. He finally grew into his skin.
Back in the 60s, he looked 71.
Also, I would be remiss if we left out Ossie Davis. Today is his birthday. He left this earth back in 2005. He gave the eulogy at the funerals of both Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, and he played John F. Kennedy to Bruce Campbell's Elvis in the beautiful cinematic masterpiece Bubba Ho-Tep.
He was also in Grumpy Old Men.
Yes, he was.
I don't know if he was in the sequel. I can't remember.
I don't either.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Under the threat of terrorist attacks from hackers and with the nation's largest multiplex chains pulling the film from their screens, Sony Pictures Entertainment took the unprecedented step of canceling the Christmas release of the Seth Rogen comedy, The Interview. The cancellation announced Wednesday was a startling blow to the Hollywood studio that has been shaken by hacker leaks and intimidations over the last several weeks by an anonymous group calling itself Guardians of Peace. A U.S. official said Wednesday that federal investigators have now connected the Sony hacking to North Korea. No one's really surprised by that. It's just been confirmed. Seemingly putting to rest any hope of a delayed theatrical release or a video-on-demand release, Sony Pictures spokeswoman Jean Guerin later added, Sony Pictures has no further release plans for the film.
Does that even mean no DVD?
Yeah. On Tuesday, the hacking group threatened violence at the very times and places showing the interview. The Department of Homeland Security said on Tuesday that there was no credible intelligence to indicate an active plot against movie theaters, but
North Korea, we're talking about them, right?
Yes.
Don't they threaten us all the time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or, hey, we're going to do this unless you give us what they normally ask for.
Like money and stuff. Basically, it's just glorified bribery, so it's like to shut down their nuclear program for a few months.
A few months.
We're going to continue with our nuclear program unless you send us 34,000 Conway Twitty back scratchers.
No, that's way too many.
Okay. Got to go back out to the front yard and finish working on my nuclear thingy.
All right, fine. We'll send you the damn back scratchers.
Okay. We also want some Haradinis.
Fine.
And Darren's dance crew videos.
I knew it.
I always have to throw those in.
I love that. North Korea, stingy bastards. Greedy, I should say. With a modest budget of around $40 million, The Interview was predicted to earn around $30 million in its opening weekend before the threats. Sony also stands to lose tens of millions in marketing costs already incurred. So now that they've done that, all of Hollywood took to Twitter to announce their disgust.
Considered a modest budget now, $40 million?
Yes.
Why?
Most movies now, when you think, like, if it's a summer movie, if it was made for less than $100 million, I'd be shocked. If it's on one of those premiere, like, July 4th weekend or something.
A summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
The new James Bond is running $300 million right now.
Who plays James Bond now? Is it the same guy that was in the other one?
Yeah. Daniel Craig?
Yeah. Well, he's got a good body, but he's not really great looking.
I told you this before. Don't tell my mom that.
Are we talking about the same guy?
Yep. Blonde hair, blue eyes, rock hard abs.
Yeah.
Yeah. She saw him get out of the ocean in the trailer for the first one that he was in. Man, she got the vapors.
He what?
He's cute, but only as James Bond. Like, if I just saw him walking down the street, I'd be like, eh, you know. But there's something about him that makes him hot.
Well, it's training. Is, you know, he's a double aught seven spy.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't seen any of his movies, have you?
No. The only reason I watched whatever James Bond movie is on Netflix now is I think it's in 4K.
Skyfall?
Yeah, that's Skyfall.
Yeah. And it's not a bad movie. I watched all of it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say go back and watch his first one, Casino Royale. That sort of sets up his storyline.
Is that a remake? Wasn't there a Casino Royale,
yes.
James Bond?
Yes.
With Connery?
Yes.
That one was with Woody Allen.
Casino Royale?
Yeah.
He played James Bond.
I think Woody Allen played the villain in that. I think James Bond was Pink Panther?
The cartoon?
No. The guy who played Inspector...
Clouseau?
Yeah.
Who played him?
I don't remember his name.
He played James Bond?
I believe so.
In Casino Royale?
Yes.
I don't think... Somebody's got something... Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Casino Royale was a James Bond novel, but
maybe that's what I'm thinking.
It was only made into that comedy version.
Peter Sellers. Oh, damn it, I told you his name. Peter Sellers played James Bond.
I believe so.
Excuse me, does your villain butt? Okay, go ahead.
There. Anyway, so if you were to go back and watch Casino Royale. If nothing else, just the first, like, 5 minutes opening sequence is really good.
Well, you've been right on other things you've recommended. You recommended Taken. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Taken 3 is coming out in January.
I saw a trailer for that. I didn't see the trailer. Yeah. Liam Neeson is doing something with LinkedIn promoting the movie.
Yeah, that's right. I saw that. Yeah, it was it's a sponsorship for the film. It's a contest. You submit your resume on LinkedIn, and if it wins, then Brian Mills, the character from Taken that Liam Neeson plays, will then do a video endorsement on your LinkedIn resume.
If you have a special set of skills. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Yeah, and the third one, he gets accused of killing his wife, and then he has to basically defend his name and himself against basically every U.S. government entity we have.
His wife's dead?
Oh, yeah, they put that in the trailer. They're not even really trying to make
what?
That a big reveal.
Sounds like a knockoff of The Fugitive.
A little bit, yeah. But, I mean, they're being honest with themselves. It's like, look, we're calling it Taken 3, but at this point, we can't take anybody else. Let's just take it to a completely different area.
Okay.
So in the beginning of the movie, Lenny, stupid name, she dies. He's framed, and now he has to kick everybody's ass and clear his name.
It was a one-armed man. How am I going to find him? I know I'll just rip arms of all men.
Well, the thing is in Taken 3, it's like he knows it's a one-armed man because when he first walked in, he probably tore it off the guy.
Kenzie has no idea what we're talking about. Fugitive. One-armed man. Never mind.
The sad thing is she doesn't know the original or the Harrison Ford remake.
I know who Harrison Ford is.
Thank God.
What a happy day.
So anyway, Hollywood has reacted to Sony pulling the movie, The Interview. Director Judd Apatow said, I think it's disgraceful that these theaters are not showing The Interview. Will they pull any movie that gets an anonymous threat now?
Actually, I like I can't stand Michael Moore, but I like this.
I like
this comment.
Yeah, Michael Moore, also a director, said, Dear Sony hackers, now that you run Hollywood, I'd also like less romantic comedies, fewer Michael Bay movies, and no more Transformers. Also, one of my favorites was comedian and actor Patton Oswalt. He said, The Interview is now poised to shatter the world record for spike viewings.
What is that?
Basically, be like, we don't like North Korea, and then messing with it, so I'm just going to watch it a bunch of times just to piss him off.
Oh.
I think that might have been before it was dropped from all the theaters. Steve Carell went more serious and sad day for creative expression. Rob Lowe was just shocked. Damon Wayans Jr. said, we do not negotiate with terrorists. We just do exactly what they say.
To a certain degree, I get it with Sony if they release it. And first of all, if anybody got hurt in any theater, you know, somebody's going to sue Sony.
Right.
And somehow somebody's going to win a case somewhere.
Yes.
You knew this was dangerous to go ahead and release a movie. You knew the pending threats. You have to consider all these threats credible. So I'm guessing that's the biggest reason is just their potential liability.
I haven't seen anywhere where they officially said that, but I'm with you. That's the first thing I thought of. Plus, on the other hand, though, it seems kind of weird how it's like you're letting another country dictate to us our freedoms in this country. And that part I don't like. On the other hand, it'd be kind of weird if we went to war over a Seth Rogen, James Franco movie.
Yeah, at least let the North Koreans see it first.
Yeah.
See? Look, it sucks. We're sorry. You want Seth Rogen?
Actually, I'm okay with him. You can send him James Franco.
I can't stand Seth Rogen's laugh.
It is fairly annoying. I will give you that.
And it's repetitive. If you watched...
I think he'd agree with you.
The making of... what is it? Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Hornet.
Green Hornet.
Oh, my bad.
They show the behind-the-scenes stuff, and they're looking at storylines and whatever, and his laugh is that it's just incessant, and it never, ever stops. I don't know how he keeps from doing it on camera. Or they just edit it out.
I think I would try to, I don't know if you go like a speech therapist for it, but try to find a way to shift my laugh to something less blood-curdling.
It's irritating as F. And it's all the time. But go ahead.
Well, locally, the Alamo Drafthouse was going to its movie theater. They said, okay, fine, since we can't show this movie, The Interview, we're going to show Team America instead, which is an anti-North Korean movie made by the guys from South Park. And then Paramount, the studio that owns that, said, no, you're not. And then Alamo Drafthouse said, okay, we're not. Sorry. And then they had to give out refunds.
Why can't they show it?
Because Paramount owns it, and they said, you're not going to show it. And they, to which, at that point, they have to say, okay.
Well, what if I just happen to be in my office at the Alamo Draft House or whatever, watching it on my TV, and people out in the other area see it?
And you tripped on the project button?
It's on. I didn't know anything.
It's been on cable the last couple months.
Yeah.
My guess is... Amazon, Netflix, somebody big like that will buy The Interview and stream it. That way you don't have to worry about any threats to Best Buy or anybody that might be selling the DVDs.
And that's the next thing is you have to wonder if this hacker group, what happens to the movie if it goes to a Netflix or something, then I'm sure they're going to try to hack into that.
I don't know. I don't care. I you're talking about two guys I couldn't care less about. So the movie, I other than Pineapple Express, I don't care.
Well, it's just weird that for whatever reason, this movie is the one that gets everyone, you know, all in the tizzy. Like, they remade Red Dawn, where I think it was North Koreans were dropping into the United States. I guess they weren't pissed at that, and they weren't this pissed at the South Park guys for doing Team America when that movie at the end reveals Kim Jong-il to be a cockroach.
It was bad.
Yeah, then you got the South, what was South Park the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it? Saddam?
Yep.
Was F and the devil?
Yep.
Hey, Satan! Let's f- So big of a dick made Satan go out and sing, I Can Change. No, I don't think that was him. I think that was Saddam.
Yeah. We all know what you're saying. Or even in, was it Naked Gun in the beginning when Leslie Nielsen wipes off the birthmark on Gorbachev's head? That didn't make the Cold War any worse.
There was a guy, I think, analyst whatever on KRLD today that said, I just think it's a bad idea to make a movie about assassinating, you know, a head of a government. We've had movies attempting to assassinate our own president before.
Yeah, really.
But they have all been fictitious.
True.
So I don't know if that makes a difference. Again, we're still talking about something I don't care about.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
437, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Really not a damn thing going on right now. If you want, there's a couple slowdowns. We'll start off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at New York Avenue. Traffic there is stop and go back from Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. In Grand Prairie, southbound 360, right at Abrams Street. Traffic there is jacked up back from Riverside Parkway. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at North Loop 820. Traffic there is jacked up back from 287 Decatur Cutoff, though, in all of those, it's just... you know, morons driving slow. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, overcast with a low of 46. Then tomorrow, some morning rain is likely with clouds in the afternoon, and we hit a high in the mid-50s. Right now, 49, but 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Oh, no. Christmas special will be done. I just haven't decided how to execute the sermon part after Jesus is born.
Mm-hmm.
Could use the, are you ready for a miracle?
Right. Makes sense.
The higher and higher music I normally use for sermons, or the baby Jesus could just start playing the piano, singing Great Gosh Almighty.
That would be big.
Just looking for something that would stand out.
I think any of those would stand out. I think right now the way it's set up, I think either the Great Gosh Almighty or the first one that you said.
Higher and higher?
No.
Miracle.
Miracle, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I go with miracle. Ready for a miracle. Yeah.
Yeah, that's classic.
So don't use this one?
No, I'm saying do use that one.
This is not Are You Ready for a Miracle?
Well, play the miracle one.
Let me see.
That was the higher one.
Yeah.
I have to use all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Ready, Jesus.
Yeah. Ready, 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 ready. Are you ready?
that this point, you could then go into higher and higher if you wanted to. That way, you see, even Baby Jesus need an intro.
I think Baby Jesus got enough of an intro with all this screaming and moaning that we threw into that thing.
Well, yeah, there's that. It does make an entrance.
Got his name.
Do what?
Got his name.
Oh, yeah. Virgin Mary voice echoing through the town. And by the way, is it Bethlehem or the city of David?
It's Bethlehem, but since David was born there, it's also referred to as the city of David.
David who?
David who, like, killed Goliath.
Okay.
Yes.
So when did they rename it?
It's always been Bethlehem. It's just people refer to it as the city of David, like Los Angeles is also called the city of angels.
Well, that's what Los Angeles means.
Technically, he's got you there, Alfie.
Los Angeles. The angels.
It's just another nickname for Bethlehem.
It's kind of like, I think, where Troy Aikman is from. I think it's Henrietta, Oklahoma. When you drive into it, it actually has a sign that says, Troy Aikman's from here. Sort of like that. Except David from back then.
Oh. Okay.
It's like when you do something really cool, like slay Goliath with a rock and a slingshot thing, then, yeah, you get an alternate town name.
Your city of David.
Yes.
Your Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Or like Oklahoma is known as the premier center for topless dancers. So nicknames.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which, by the way, do you know what time we're going to start the special on Friday? I've had a few people ask, including people that are in it.
I would guess around 6:30.
Okay.
Shush. That means either or.
Gotcha.
Because since it's not totally finished, I don't know how long it's going to actually run. It'll run tomorrow.
Yes.
Probably around 6:30. Maybe. And maybe we'll do an encore on Christmas Eve, because I'm sure that's something people would want to sit around and listen to at home with their family.
Hey, Grandma, I got this one.
We're going to sit down and listen to the nativity story.
They could talk about the birth of baby Jesus. Man, Virgin Mary was a foul-mouthed bitch.
It's an alternate telling, that's for sure.
Threatened to cut Joseph a few times.
The spirit of the story is still there, though. It's just done in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
All the goals of the story and everything are still achieved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just a different interpretation of the characters.
Mm. Yep. That's right. See, dude, I kept some of the clips. So the three wise men are looking for the baby Jesus.
Mm. From afar, the three wise men hear the sweet sound of the Virgin Mary's voice.
Coming out. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hey, I just forgot what to name the baby.
I think we found her.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I apparently have been slipping in and out of Luke Bryan unintentionally.
Today?
Just over the past few weeks. Tara mentioned that to me last night. We were making cookies.
I thought you were going to say love.
No, sorry.
Put on his clown outfit.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, put on that clown outfit. Oh, damn clown.
No, we're making the Christmas cookies, and you get the little, what do they call it, like the cookie cutter things, like Christmas tree, Santa shape.
Yeah, the outline thingy. Well, now you've sucked me into your own idiot world.
Yes, I have. So I'm
trying. Cookie cutters.
Yes, that's what I said. Cookie cutters. Okay. So I'm trying to get it to where the dough stays in the cutter when I pull it out, but it won't do it. Didn't do it for like the first 30 cookies I made. Then finally it did it. And then I slipped into Luke Bryan. I was like, hey, I did it.
Oh, my God. Hey, you couldn't get the dough to stay in the cutter?
Yeah, because.
Why do you want it to stay in the cutter?
Just until you move it to the pan so it holds its shape. Because if you just make the shape and don't pull it out immediately with the cutter, then you got to pull it out with your fingers.
Why don't you just put the dough on the pan and put the cookie cutter on and then pull the dough away that's left?
Well, maybe we'll try that this evening.
It's up to you. I'm not making cookies.
No, I know. I'm just, you know, I could have used that information last night.
Took you how long?
It was like 30. So I got so excited. I was like, hey, I did it. Tara turns to stop.
I want to see her reaction.
My bad. I just kind of slip in and out of it now.
Let me play this one.
Man, it's spooky out here, riding in the desert at night, all alone and stuff.
What are you worried about? There's nothing out here.
There better not be. And there better not be any clowns hiding in this desert. I'll shoot a goddamn clown.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Remember the first day I heard Dan say that, I said, Luke Bryan, just, I don't even know why you guys were talking about clowns. I was in the other room.
I don't either.
Yeah, you were starting to walk away. Dan just keeps on going with Luke Bryan.
Man, I can't stand them clowns.
I can't. They're aggressive.
See,
some people see a clown and think, oh, it's a happy makeup clown. No, man, no. That's not makeup. That's a disguise.
Clowns hiding in the desert.
You don't want to mess with desert clowns. You never know where they're going to pop up. At least with, you know, like a forest clown, they're going to come out of the tree.
Easier spot. Kind of know where they're going to in the desert.
Right. But with desert, man, you don't know. They could come out of the desert. They could come out of a windstorm. They could come out of your butt. Who knows? I saw one time crawl out of a camel hump. That's why to this day I'm afraid of the two hump ones.
You're afraid you're going to get gang raped?
That's right. If you ever see a pack of double hump camels, you best run.
Something happened to you as a kid, Luke? Were you like you were thrown up onto a pinball machine by some clowns?
No, man, that's sick. I just had a bad experience at the circus is all.
It wasn't the cream pie you were planning on?
No, it wasn't. And my uncle just thought it was so funny.
I'm sorry, I can't say anything.
That's why.
All right, go ahead.
All right. A Missouri school district, we mentioned this yesterday, has apologized to the family of a blind student whose cane was replaced with a pool noodle after he allegedly misbehaved on the bus. Rachel Nafzinger said school officials took the cane from her 8-year-old son on Monday. The district spokeswoman says the boy reportedly hit someone with his cane on the bus and that officials gave him the pool noodle as a substitute because he fidgets and needed something to hold. The district released a statement Wednesday that acknowledges making a mistake. His mother says school officials visited their home Wednesday morning, returned the cane, and apologized to the family.
You know what's going to happen, what?
There was a video of him using the noodle today.
All right, I missed that.
I would have understood it. Well, first of all, I didn't... they made it sound like he was constantly being aggressive with the cane. I mean, just accidentally whacked somebody once, that's not habitual.
You wouldn't think so, but, you know, the climate that a bus driver or a teacher is in now, where you're worried about any sort of, you know, violence from one student to another, they probably overreact. He sees the blind kid hit another kid with a cane, and he's got to stop the bus, and he's got to stop it, because if he doesn't, he may lose his job, and the district may get sued because the bus driver didn't do anything to stop the blind kid from beating up the seeing kid.
I would get it if they took the cane away just during the bus ride.
Yeah.
But they confiscated it. They planned on keeping it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was sort of like a suspension. It's like, all right, you've lost cane privileges for 2 weeks.
I'd rather not say any more about this.
Okay.
You give him his cane back, and it's like 2 feet shorter, and you don't tell him.
Dude.
Damn it, I've gone deaf, too.
Oh, my God. No.
You know, he's moving the stick back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't hear anything. Come on, Chloe, let it out.
Y'all are terrible.
Hey, we stood up for the kid yesterday.
Today, however.
Still standing up for him. I would have just taken the chances with any type of liability and said, let him keep the cane. I am not touching a disabled child or their apparatus, the only thing that they've got to be able to move around.
Right. It's sort of the equivalent of, like, if a kid in a wheelchair rolled over someone's toe, you take him out of the wheelchair and tell him to scoot.
Yep.
Or you just put a boot on his chair.
Or that.
Why you do this to me?
What? What did I do?
I haven't decided yet.
I mean, just because I put some stuff out there doesn't mean you have to take it. With the 2 foot shorter cane? Yeah.
Tapping it around. I don't hear anything. Well,
2 weeks ago, a 22-year-old college student in Northern England named Dominique was out late, and she was about to head home when she realized she lost her debit card, didn't have any money. A homeless man named Robbie overheard her and offered her his last $5 for a cab. That way, she wouldn't have to walk home alone at night. Dominique says she would not accept it, and she got home okay. But she was so touched by the offer, she started asking around town the next day trying to find him. And in the process, she found out homeless Robbie has done nice things for other people as well. He's returned lost wallets with all the money still inside. He's even been known to offer people his scarf on cold days. So Dominique decided to help him. She started a fundraising page online to raise a few $1,000s to get him an apartment. She was asking people to donate $5, the same amount Robbie offered to give her. And in the past week, over 4,000 people donated more than $45,000 to help him out. Now he won't accept it. He's taking enough, just enough, to get back on his feet, but wants the rest to go to charity to help other homeless people.
Oh, what? It's some kind of scam.
That's an amazing story.
It is. It's an amazing story.
True.
You have no idea if it's real.
Okay, well, if it is.
You go on to, Kickstarter or...
GoFundMe, Kickstarter, yeah.
Yeah. You have no idea if any of those stories are real.
It is. It's really sweet.
The guy wanting a burrito, though, I think that was real.
He wanted what?
He did a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe page because he just wanted like a burrito from Chipotle, and he ended up making like $60,000 or something.
And do these people have to come through with the cash? How do they pay? Is it like linked into PayPal or something?
I think so.
Was he homeless?
No.
No, the guy just wanted a burrito.
He just wanted to see if he could get money on this fundraising page. Get a burrito.
And he got how much?
I don't remember exactly, but it was way more than he needed for one burrito.
Okay.
Are you sure that wasn't just an urban legend?
No, I saw that in plenty of places. That was real.
We should try this and put the money in the foundation.
Ask for a burrito?
Well, something else. Something.
How about creative? If we ask for money to support the families of fallen police officers and firefighters?
Yeah, you got me.
Unfortunately, that's not catchy enough for some people on the internet.
Families of fallen police and fire who need a burrito. No, don't look at me like that.
What?
It's my foundation. I can say anything.
That's technically true.
Yes.
I just don't get it. How people can go onto these fund me.
Well, that was almost a completely different website.
Those. Kickstarter, whatever, and all of a sudden they've got $50,000, $80,000. Mm-hmm. We have to struggle day in and day out to keep the foundation funded for a real reason.
Right.
It's not like I just woke up one day and I went, damn, I want Chipotle. I'm going to go to that GoFundMe website and set up a Kickstarter thingy. I just wonder if we can make it. Oh, I have to do that. I have to say, oh.
I understand.
You know why?
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, you're asking me.
I need to pull up our website because tomorrow is the last day. We're auctioning off the 15 grand of advertising.
Yes.
On, I think it's just the Eagle. Doesn't have to be this day part. It could be any, but I think it's just the Eagle.
Yeah.
Personally, I think they should make it any of the Clear Channel stations. I don't care. I couldn't care really less where they spend the money. Kibler gave me $15,000 of advertising. We're auctioning off. You want to spend it on Kiss? That's fine. Really? Can you pull up my website and see if we've met the reserve yet?
I certainly can.
It doesn't say on RussMartin.com what the reserve is. It'll just say when we've hit it.
All right, clicking right now. Bid for ad time. Reserve met? No.
Okay. Then somebody's trying to get a deal. Because, I don't want to say again, but we set the reserve pretty low.
Right.
Okay. Don't want to help out police and fire. It's all right. Go buy a burrito.
And don't even look at it so much as helping out of, you know, the foundation. If for whatever reason that's not your main concern, just look at it as like, hey, you got a business that you'd like to promote at, no BS, a cut rate deal. This is how you do it.
I'm surprised she was able to give us $15,000 because I asked her, I went, are we not sold out? She goes, oh, yeah. Well, where is it going to run? She goes, we'll find spots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they end up being overnights, then you'll, I mean, an AE will work with the client. But if it ends up being overnights, then you probably get spots for a year.
Oh, God, no kidding.
Do you want to run in major day parts? Morning or afternoon drive, 15 won't last that long.
But it'll still be effective.
And it'll still be a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not paying retail. Anyway, I think the auction ends tomorrow at 5. Maybe that potpourri guy, poopery, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
We already gave him a couple of thousand a day just playing a spot and talking to him. Mm-hmm. Let him plug his website.
That makes me wish I had a business, because if I did, then I'd do it.
I'm surprised Rodney Anderson hadn't bid on it.
He's probably waiting to the last minute. He's somewhere in a room, dark room, giggling.
Wait, see, it's a blind auction, though, so nobody knows what anybody's bid.
Right, and I posted this thing on Monday, I think, when we first talked about it. I posted it on Facebook, and one of the first people to comment said something about, well, what's the minimum bid or whatever. It's just like, blind auction, dude. Send her in.
Yeah, I haven't even checked to see what the bids are. I have no clue at this point. And if we don't meet the reserve, you ain't getting it, and I'll keep it myself.
The ad time?
Yeah. I'll just buy a bunch of airtime and all the Clear Channel stations and just talk about myself.
Because 20 hours a week on the Eagle isn't enough.
Or I'll just run spots for this show on Kiss.
That'd be fun. That would drive Patrick Davis, our boss, up the wall.
Patrick would love it.
Really?
Now, if I bought airtime on Lone Star, then Don Davis would have a fit.
That sounds like fun.
I'm Russ Martin from the Eagle. I'm not really here to pitch anything. I just want to talk about Don Davis and those feet. Those great big feet. For the next 55 seconds, those big fat feet. Man who lives in a forest with those big feet.
Big, big feet.
I'm surprised. They should just hire him for forest fires. With those big feet.
Big feet. Big, big feet.
Just stomping out. Big footed Godzilla. Well, I got 12 seconds left. Yeah. Big feet. Big feet.
What's wrong, Kenzie?
This is wrong.
Talking about his big feet? Well, now I'm out of air time.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
509, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Finally, a couple of real accidents. We'll start off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Forest. And in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820 right at Sun Valley Drive. Got an accident there blocking both shoulders. That one has you backed up back from Wilbarger Street. Head to RussMartin.com right now to bid on $15,000 worth of advertising airtime on 97.1 The Eagle. It all benefits the RMS Listeners Foundation. All the details are online at RussMartin.com. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Overcast tonight, 46 for a low. Then tomorrow, chance for some morning rain and afternoon clouds as we hit a high of 54. Right now, 49 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, man, I have to.
Why'd you stop?
What?
Good.
You couldn't hear me.
Yes, I could.
What point at your ears like, yes, I could? Just because you cut 2 feet off my... Never mind.
No.
It's... I don't know why. It's one of the few country songs that A, I can stand, and B, I feel like I have to sing along to it.
Start it over and hit it up.
Nope.
Yeah. Do it.
We will not shame me.
There's no shame. It's good.
It is good.
You what?
You don't sound good.
See, you made her mad.
Take a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Song must be in B. That seems to be the only key I can hit.
Hey, it's okay to know where you know where you live. There's nothing wrong with that.
I know. There's a Kenzie joke, and I need to get off of her for a while.
What?
I like knowing where I live.
Every day.
You know, first of all, you don't know the song.
No. It's catchy.
Every time I play this one, I have to go through the same thing. It's a TV theme from a series of around 74, 75 called Moving On.
Got it.
I don't know that it was a hit for Merle. I just liked it.
Merle Haggard?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Merle Rubenstein.
Hey, I barely know Merle Haggard. I only know that because I think my mom has like an album from him or something. Give me some props.
Congratulations that your mom owns Merle Haggard.
Thank you.
You asked.
Yeah.
That I knew it was Haggard.
Well, all right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Would you like to talk more about it?
No.
Wait, do you know which albums your mother has by Merle Haggard?
No, not at all. I don't even know what he looks like or what he sings. Is he alive?
Merle. Mighty Merle. Merle. Sound like somebody be dead.
No, he's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he still touring?
That I don't know.
I want to say yes.
You know what? He is. He just played at one of the casinos soon, I think. Wait, that didn't make that sentence was really messed up. He just played at a casino.
All right, you're done.
Yeah, I'm out. I am out.
You have now experienced on broadcast radio somebody finally running out of brain cells.
the
last one just went out on her.
Yeah.
I think he just played there soon.
I actually saw a story earlier today that said that type of speech pattern is usually consistent with an oncoming stroke.
Dan!
Why are you mad at me? I didn't do the research. I just saw the story.
I don't think she's close to stroking out.
No, she's not. Specifically, the story had said, though, to pay close attention to when if you get like garbled letters and words and text messages, that's supposed to be a sign that there could be a stroke.
I would say if it's consistent. There are times with, first of all, I don't text a whole lot. But yeah, you can screw things up or autocorrect. We'll put something in there.
Yeah.
My phone learned pretty fast. I wish I should have. First of all, I didn't realize it when I first started using a smartphone that it would gradually learn your speech patterns, things you would email or text.
Right.
I should have kept the evolution of words it suggested when I'm trying to send mother.
You should. A lot of people will like screen cap those and put them out on social media.
Are there other times? Now when I'm texting like, hey, my mother was, and it says, do you mean mother?
So you've trained it all the way to the opposite end.
And no, we're not doing Merle Haggard karaoke.
Well, no, it wouldn't be we.
I'm not doing it.
Just say it sounded good.
Mm-hmm. I'm not falling for this.
You don't have to fall for it. Just enjoy it.
What do you think I got? I'm all stupid?
No, that's me. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that is it. I bet that song's in B.
I bet it. It sounds like it. Sounds like you're nailing it.
I can sing a B.
No, you can't. Well, you're probably going to get a few mediocre gifts for the holidays. The average person gets 8 gifts and hates 2 of them. And according to a new survey, 40% of us say we fake and pretend we like them.
Didn't we already talk about this?
It was a similar study. The average bad gift, though, cost $68. And the 3 gifts men dread are...
Are they the obvious ones?
One of them is. One of them is definitely not. One is obvious. The other two, I don't think you'd guess.
Ties.
That is it, yes. The others are...
Well, wait a minute.
I'm going to give you the other one. There's no way you'll guess the third one.
Well, hang on. A wig.
No.
Tap dance and shoes.
No.
Goat condoms.
No.
That's the condom you wear, not the goat.
Not me.
Well, I mean, Ben would wear the goat condom.
Thank you. Let's be specific.
All right, give them to me.
Cartoon socks.
All right, so clothes in general, but
and
novelty clothes, you're right.
Yeah, and ridiculous Christmas sweaters. Now, the 3 gifts that women dread...
A sweater! It's a sweater!
The 3 gifts women dread are tacky ornaments, diet books...
Tacky ornaments mean like Christmas ornaments?
Yeah.
Well, what would be considered tacky?
See, that part I don't know. They didn't clarify that. Because some ornaments, like one person could get an ornament and... It's for some special occasion, and they give it to you, and then...
Why would you give somebody a Christmas ornament on Christmas?
Well, that...
It's like, oh, boy, I can use this for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, a Christmas sweater.
Must be great for next year. Okay. Yeah, the diet books, tacky ornaments, and gift certificates for plastic surgery.
I think some chicks would like that.
Some might. I mean, if there's some girl running around saying like she's been saving up for new boobs or a Brazilian butt lift, then yeah, that would make sense. Now, if she's made no mention of it and you just get her a gift certificate for new cans, then I could see a problem.
Look, I got you a sweater and a gift certificate for new titties to put in the sweater.
See, and in your mind as a guy, you're like, those are thoughtful gifts.
Well, this sweater's too big.
Wait till you open up the next gift.
It's fun to have a series of gifts where they all tie in.
And they said 40% of people fake.
Fake that they like the gift that they don't like or the gifts that they don't like. I always still, I will still may not, you know, may not be my favorite gift, but I'll still absolutely appreciate it because I always try to remember that it's the thought that counts. Someone got me something and tried to get something they thought I would like.
If it's a sucky gift, then it's the thought didn't count. That was more of an obligation. Well, going over to Dan's house for Christmas, got to get him something.
Well, if that's the thought process, then yeah, I'm not going to like it.
And that's what it is.
Well,
if somebody comes over to your house and they've been invited over for Christmas, they know they got to bring you something. So that's obligatory. That's not, I like Dan. He deserves something. If I don't like it, I'm just, I got to the point. I'm tired of feigning it. Oh, I'll just open this up. Yeah, great. The f*** is that? Did you keep the certificate? The receipt?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Why don't you just tell me what's in the other boxes so I don't have to waste the time?
It's a pet egg.
Okay, so I use that to use on my legs?
It's pet egg. It's for your feet. It's a foot.
Do I use it on my feet? Or, yes. Or on feet of people that are underage?
Let's not do that. Although that was good. No, use it on your foot. It's a skin scraper.
Like a foot loofah?
Yes. But since it's an egg, it's like a grater for your feet. So it catches all your dead skin in the little compartment and you throw it in the trash.
It's nasty.
What? How much debt? You talking about on the bottom of your foot?
Yeah.
Mainly the heel. They do it when you get a pedicure.
Whoever sees that?
You would.
Yeah.
I would see the heel of my foot?
Well, I'm saying you would see what you've scraped off.
Yeah. If you're in a relationship, that person sees your feet. When you go swimming, people see your feet.
I can't think of... I couldn't identify the heels of anybody I've ever dated.
It hurts.
Well, if it's dead skin, it's going to come off anyway.
Eventually.
So? Why don't you start taking baths?
Hey, I don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Chloe, didn't you have one? Or someone get you one?
I never had one. I just used one of those rock things.
Oh. A pumice stone?
Yeah.
How the hell did I know that?
Yeah, I know. Really?
I didn't even think about it. It was just immediately in my head.
It's because it's in lava.
What?
The soap.
Pumice stone?
Yeah. Okay, so it's scientific.
Yeah, it's
manly.
Pumice power. Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, or just use the bottom of the pool sometimes.
Sometimes I get out on the sidewalk and get running real fast, and then Flint's don't stop.
Neighbor came out and asked, "What are you doing?" Exfoliating. Wait till I do my face. I'm going to run down the driveway and go face first.
Sometimes I forget to turn sideways.
You're so stupid.
Hey, you're the one that wanted to work this week.
I know, yeah. 25% of people admit they've bought someone a gift that they knew the person probably wouldn't like.
What the bag over there? Whose is that?
I have no idea what those are. They were here when I got here.
Hello?
Those are gifts from me to all of y'all, and Alfie's is in there with him.
Oh. Wow.
Good timing.
What a perfect time to put this to a test, to see if we can act like we like what we got.
Good luck.
All right.
Get the bag.
All right, see.
Is it one bag for all I can see from here?
Yeah,
is it just
got,
one?
They've got letters.
Is it the R? Like for
yes,
us?
That's for us.
Okay. Yeah, that's one I could see.
Hello?
Oh, boy. Tissue paper.
It's a bag.
It's a green bag.
And it's shiny.
Who's in the background in there with you, Alfie?
That's Rob.
Oh, that's right. He's coming up today.
Yeah, he's brought us all gifts as well, actually.
Oh, good. We can lie about his as well.
I think I'm going to be very honest with him.
Oh, Kenzie.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I'm going to kick you right square in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see mine first?
Yeah. We'll go one at a time. Look at that. That is an ugly Christmas sweater.
That is the ugliest sweater.
It's got bells.
It also has... Did you make this?
Yeah.
It's got Jim Beam on it.
That's really cool.
Felt.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's a like a Rudolph. It's a reindeer with bells on the tip of its antlers.
Now, did you buy the sweater with the reindeer and then add the Jim Beam?
No. Yeah, yeah. I added the bells. I added everything except for the reindeer in this.
And the reindeer has a necklace.
Yeah, I added that.
It says, you're the king, and it's a silhouette of Elvis.
Yeah.
The back says boss.
Nice. Let me see that. Oh, and green glitter.
Yeah. I love green.
And you love glitter.
Green and red. And it's a Christmas sweater.
Your favorite.
So, how was that?
That was good, actually. Now great. You can.
Why you got to throw it on the ground, man?
What do you want me to do? Keep there, holding it?
Yeah. You know how hard I worked on that?
I'm afraid of getting glitter into the console.
Uh-huh. Do you know how hard I worked on that for you?
8 minutes?
No.
You spent more than 8 minutes. You're more profoundly retarded than I thought.
It took me days to do all of these for y'all, and you're just going to throw it right in the floor.
Oh, that's okay. It's a sweater. That's where my sweater's going home anyway. All right, Dan, what do you got?
All right, let me pull this.
Like, oh, you got tissue paper. You got green.
Oh, my God.
I love green.
All right, see you. It's also a sweater.
Oh, you got an ugly sweater, too? How f***ing ugly is yours?
It's pretty. F***ing ugly.
That one's got a... Actually, I like that one.
It's got a Christmas tree on it.
It's a 3D Christmas tree. That's
yeah.
Real Christmas tree fiber thingy.
And branches. This is actually really thoughtful because all the ornaments on the tree are things that I like.
Like?
You got like a Texas Rangers logo mitt. You got apparently I'm a baker. I got a mixer and a oven mitt.
You like to cook.
I do like to cook. I got a four-leaf clover. I got a little chihuahua for Daphne. And the tree topper is another four-leaf clover. And then the sparkly garland around the neck.
Did you see the Tara heart?
Oh, yeah. And a heart for Tara. Oh.
Damn. Top of the tree, you should have put one of them dandos.
I almost did, but then I couldn't figure out how to make a mini one.
All of a sudden, you started asking around Michaels, and they just didn't understand.
I didn't know how to do it.
You want to put something with a 600-foot wingspan?
That breathes fire?
I was going to try.
On a sweater?
A mini one.
And on the back it says Luke. Hey, that's me.
That is a lot of work.
Thank you very much, Kenzie. This is sweet. Thank you
so much.
That's
impressive.
That's a very, wow.
It took so long.
You need to find somebody named Luke and re-gift that.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:34, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Engel. Traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Traffic sucks pretty much everywhere right now. Only a couple real incidents out there. We'll get started off in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Sun Valley Drive. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still in winding back to Wilbarger Street. And also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Plano Road. That accident there is still blocking the right lane. Traffic is jacked up back from the High Five. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to us by Toys R Us. Tonight, overcast and 46. Tomorrow, morning rain and afternoon clouds with a high of 54. Right now, 49. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, so clothes was also a sweater from Kenzie.
I didn't get a really close look at it.
So
all I saw was like a big cat head.
Big black cat on a white sweatshirt, and the body of the cat is a Christmas tree. And Chloe, hold it just for, hand it to me, just for the video stream really quick. And it's got ornaments, little cats cut out.
And it's 3D cats.
It's a pussy sweater. Can you see that?
It's not just cats that are the ornaments that are 3D. They're kittens. Chloe, you will get laid wearing that sweater.
And that's supposed to be Chaos, the big felt one.
Yeah, it's black cat like Chaos.
Yeah.
Your cat's name is Chaos?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Earned name.
Oh.
He's cute.
That's not the cat that I bought for you.
No.
You killed that one, right?
My brother killed that one.
Oh, okay. So this is a family thing, like the Mansons?
It was an issue.
I don't know. There's your sweater. I don't know. I had to kill a cat. It was named La Bianca.
No, Jesus. What does Alfie's look like? Alfie, what's yours?
Mine is a sweater vest. It has a bunch of
as you can see, you can stop there.
Hold it up for the camera so I can see it. So I don't turn around.
You hipster.
Got a bunch of camera stuff all over it. It's got a guitar on it.
It's purple. Is it purple or, huh?
It's blue.
Well, then we need to re-white balance that camera. Is that blue?
Yeah, it's like a royal blue.
Let me turn around and look at it. Yeah, that camera's off.
I like how it took a sweater vest for us to realize it.
And the back of it says klepto.
Yeah?
Yep.
Man, that had to be rough for Kenzie to decide what to put on Alfie's.
No kidding. I was surprised that his isn't covered in bushes. That would help it blend in.
It was almost stalker. I almost put stalker. It was a hard time. I couldn't decide.
It's a red tip Fatina vest. So I can blend into the bushes. With a matching hat and pants. That was very kind, Kenzie. That is not being a smartass here. That is where the thought does count.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad y'all had fun with them.
We didn't get you, Dick.
That's
definitely nothing. No, it's that. That's no.
Hey, these are amazing, Dan. By the way, these cookies.
You gave her cookies.
Yeah, I gave everyone on the show some.
I've already had 2.5.
You know those are made out of sweaters.
Well.
I wish I had a thought of that.
Whoops.
Sweater cookies.
I got sweater cookies.
Do I eat those? No, it's to keep your cookies warm.
Oh, my God. So dumb.
Did everyone just re-up their meds?
Oh, yeah. I took some more about 45 minutes ago.
Okay, because I just hit a couple of sips of my syrup.
I think I'm getting a contact high.
Oh, man.
I wish I had a thought to make those.
Keep your cookies warm.
The cookie koozie.
Okay. What do you want to do? I've been out. By the way, I haven't been out in the office. Is anybody left?
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant to tell you. Everyone's gone already. There's like 3 people left. And usually around 5:30, that's when people are starting to kind of pack up and get ready to go. But it looks like people did that like an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. There'll be nobody here the end of the 19th.
No.
Or maybe at all on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, we know Rob's here, too.
Oh, yeah. What do you want me to do about it?
Well, I'm just reminding you.
Okay.
I guess he's here for his weekly plug.
It's not enough. We put him in the Christmas special for no reason.
It's for a good joke.
Hey, you going to find baby Jesus? Don't you know you're in the desert? You should need some products from offthegrid.com. You know, as popular as that phrase is, I'm surprised Rob was able to get that domain.
I am too.
If it's something, if you get close, you can tell when somebody gets close, like if he had to get myoffthegrid.com or you're off the grid or we're off the grid.
Offthegrid.net.
Rob, Alfie, is Rob wearing headphones?
Yes, he is.
Rob, was it hard? Did you have to buy that domain from somebody?
Yeah.
How much was it?
$30,000.
Seriously?
Yep.
Damn.
Ooh,
I think I'd have looked up the my off the grid.
Yeah.
Rob's off the grid.
Or I would have gotten a domain I couldn't afford, offthegrid.com. Make that the whole URL.
Yeah, really.
It's like the fact I've registered the domain. I own iHeart. Did I do iHeart or iHeart Media?
I think it was just iHeart.
I forget.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other variations of iHeart, obviously the company, when they went from Clear Channel to iHeart Media, all the variations were taken except I own iHeart.
And that, of course, you own.
Mm-hmm. Now that I'm buddies with Bob Pittman, the CEO, maybe I'll sell it to him.
Hey, buddy to buddy.
Since you kind of run this place, you should have this domain, along with this sweater that says boss.
You have glitter on your face.
I told you. I got it on my hands.
It looks like a nose ring. Because when it glistens, it looks...
Is it bad?
Yeah. When you turn towards me, I can't even see it.
Good. Does it show up on the camera?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'll put more on. News?
We have some.
Stuff.
And that.
Things.
And yes. So, here's something I need you to do, if you can, real quick. Do you remember what Mama June looks like from Honey Boo Boo?
That fat, nasty whore?
Yes. The white Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Keep that image in your mind.
I'd rather give Terry Dorsey a rim job.
Do you read the story?
Did she give a rim job to Terry Dorsey?
No, 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 not that. It's actually much, much worse.
I couldn't tell. I thought I was licking the tailpipes on a Maserati.
Can you get your Google to open up?
Man, I'm telling you, on this...
I know. You don't have to. That's why I asked if you could. If it happens, great.
I don't know what's happened to this computer. This is one of those self-contained monitor computer all-in-one.
Mm-hmm.
And something's happened to it. Okay. I got Google Chrome open.
Okay.
What am I opening up?
Type in sugar bear, two words, and just do images.
Okay.
See a guy? Or is it the cereal?
Well, I expected to see the cereal. I see that. Yeah, it sort of looks like a really ugly Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Mama June and Sugar Bear, that's her boyfriend, right?
There's a picture of, Mama June, did she lose weight?
Yes.
She did?
So is she not as big as she is in some of these pictures?
If these are new pictures you're looking at, that's thin Mama June. She was a lot bigger than she is now.
Well, I don't know how old these are. Like, see this one?
Yes, that is thin Mama June compared to previous.
That is some damn nasty up.
You think that's bad? Wait to hear the rest of the story.
Okay, so I'm looking at pictures of her and
Sugar Bear, her boyfriend. So, Mama June and Sugar Bear from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo once had a threesome with Sugar Bear's brother, Billy.
No way.
I closed the browser. I don't know what
Billy... No, you don't have to look him up. I just want to as long as you knew what Mama June looked like, that was the main deal. At least, that's what Sugar Bear's other brother, Uncle Poodle, claims.
Oh.
It supposedly happened in 2007. All the kids were gone, and Billy, this is the brother, went over to the house to visit. He saw June in her underwear.
Oh, Lord.
Mama June.
Yeah. And said, if you're dressed like that when I get back, I'm going to have sex with you. Then Billy went somewhere, and when he got back, June was in bed naked. So all three of them got it on.
Are you talking about two brothers?
Yeah.
Related?
Yeah.
Not adopted.
I don't know.
Not stepbrothers. Brothers.
Yeah.
And they did it. Isn't that against the law? What if the park ranger had to come by?
They might have had to answer a few questions, that's for sure.
Aren't those the ones that hey, you got a license to screw that? Isn't it the park rangers?
Yeah, no, the game wardens, park rangers.
Game
all that.
Warden, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think if I walked past, I was a game. That's got to be felonious. In fact, I would have looked at the two guys and go, hey, is that thing making you her? Blink if you're being held hostage.
That's right.
The picture that I was looking at of Mama June, is that right?
Mama June. Mm-hmm.
That's her after losing how much weight?
I want to say almost 100, I think. I could be completely wrong, but at least 60.
It was a good amount.
Was it through just dieting or bypass?
Dieting. And exercise, I think. But mainly dieting.
That is a nasty, nasty, and I know this is obvious, family. Man, that's some kind of sexy clothes you got on there, you fat, ugly bitch.
Does he know about her toe?
I don't even know about her toe.
The toe?
What about her toe?
Well, she never takes her socks off because when she was a kid, she had an accident with a mower, and she has a foot that is missing two toes, and it's just like brown and rotten and crusty and just gnarly. Google it.
No!
Oh, don't do it.
Is it? Yeah, I won't do it. What, did it not heal? Or
you know,
it's just a mangled toe?
It's just a mangled hot mess, and I've never seen anything like it.
Dan, don't.
I can't help it.
Do it.
I just did.
It's a compulsion.
Yep.
Is it that bad?
Yes.
Do I need to look at it?
Yes.
No.
Well,
if she never takes her shoes off, who got the picture?
She did on one episode. The producers were like, come on, show us. And she finally took the sock off.
How bad is it, Dan?
You need to stay over there.
Is the picture still up?
Yeah. Go check it out.
All right. Hey, I watched the two chicks, one cup thing.
Yeah, you can handle this.
How bad could this be?
Wait, hang. Yeah.
Well, that's not horrible.
It's not as bad as I thought, but...
That's nasty. Yeah, that's... Well, you know, at least... Wow.
Yeah. And that happened as a child, and I'm going to guess they didn't take her to the doctor. Why does it still look like it, in those pictures, it looks like it's still bleeding?
I know.
Well, I clicked over on a different one right as you walked up. That was somebody else's injured toe.
Oh.
But the one you saw that looks like a pinky toenail sticking out of the big toe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the one.
It's weird. I used to watch that show all the time.
I don't.
Ugh.
Man, how bad do you really need sex to screw that?
Apparently, this Billy was just captivated. He's just, you had to have it.
Sugar Bear always tries to get it on the show.
Like, Sugar Bear is the boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's a boyfriend. He should be able to get it.
Well, he wants it.
Well, look at him. He's a catch. And so is she. They should have just tagged her, though.
Oh, no.
Tag her with a radio transmitter and let her go.
Oh, my God. Europe's top court ruled on Thursday that obese people can be considered disabled, meaning that they can be covered by a EU law barring discrimination at work. The decision followed a question from a Danish court, which was reviewing a complaint of unfair dismissal.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was still focused on how nasty that had to look in the bed with those things having sex and the two guys fighting over. Well, I want to eat it next.
Because
I know there's still probably leftover. Are you gonna yak?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Say it. I have to know now.
Did you just burp?
Yeah.
Who, Chloe or Kenzie?
Chloe did.
This show is so confusing.
I know.
Can I have a drink of that, please?
Of this?
Yeah.
In a minute. I'm just kind of hanging on to it. You let me down there eat first, because normally the first batch comes out tastes like Rice Krispies treats. Because with all the mucus and stuff, it's all kind of clumped together.
Oh, God. Step right up for your Mama June cookies.
There's the whiskey.
I was enjoying my cookies, too.
You ask for it.
You said go ahead and say it.
That is true.
I was
Man, it's a full meal down here. Oh. You got the Rice Krispies treats, and once those pass, it's like a Campbell's chunky soup.
Oh, my God.
Except I just don't know what the chunks are. I hope it's not from Sugar Bear's vomit.
Oh, I see dry heaves in the corner.
Can you, man, just your perspective on the human body is so skewed that you would want to screw any of them. And now they're running around bragging about having a three-way?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fetish you have to have as Billy or Bear?
And to be in the same bed with your brother naked.
And the sounds. What does that sound like? Ow!
Sorry, I don't have anything better.
I just imagine just like the sounds of like slapping meat together. Just
sounds like when Rocky was training in the first movie.
Yeah.
And they got offered a sex tape too, and she turned it down.
Mama June?
Yeah, some company.
Why?
Because the show got canceled. They thought she'd say yes because she needed the money, but she said no. But they were pushing it on her.
Yeah, it was like $1 million offer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was big, big offer.
From who?
For BB.
Mutual of Omaha? We want to bring back Wild Kingdom. We could put this on the National Geographic Channel. People will watch this. Yeah. People love animals.
Hey, put that on Discovery Channel under the Eaten Alive thing.
Oh, my God.
Just put it on the Discovery Channel and don't tell anybody what it is. We have a special broadcast this evening. We're not going to tell you what it is. You just watch it.
Guess.
Guess what's happening here.
Oh, God. Okay, now I'm actually starting to get a little nauseous.
Me too. I'm right there.
And then you start thinking about things that have no bearing on anything that makes me almost yak up. I wonder if she shaves. Is it shaven or is it well kempt? Is it unkempt? What's living down there? Is it Don Davis's summer home?
It's his cabin retreat.
Yeah, probably it's like a junkyard.
Car parts falling out of it. Man, last time I Mama June, I got me a brand new transmission because it just fell out. I didn't have to use any hooks or chains or anything. Man, her is a lot better than going to Canton. You got to catch her on that first Monday, though. Otherwise, on Tuesday, there ain't much left. It's a bunch of feral dogs.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just running everywhere.
That's what people live with. They just drop them off in her pants. I've seen some nasty people before. I am by no means any type of model or prize, but that is just some horrific humanity.
Okay, title.
And I wonder if they know it.
I think that would be the title of the Discovery show.
Tonight. What did I call it?
Horrific humanity.
Having sex. Broad dog, horrific humanity. The wild. Wonder how big, and you know, how many kids she just have the honey boo boo?
No, she's got more than that. It's like four or five?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, I think.
We'll go with 4.
Yeah.
You know how big that thing's got to be.
And she's a grandma now, too.
Well, congratulations. That's not going to make it any smaller. Mm. I think I'm going to stick my head in there and see what's going on. Hey, it's a sweater factory. It's a sweatshop. There are 400 Indonesians in there.
I'm making sneakers.
I'm surprised. Who was the distributor production company that offered them money for porn?
That I don't know.
I think that was Vivid.
Oh, yes, it was.
Who would work that?
I believe that would just be static cameras on tripods. And whoever, the interns, would probably have to edit it.
We don't
even edit it. We just raw, unedit, just put it.
In fact, we're just going to give you this camera. You shoot it yourself. No one wants to be in the room, let alone have to do one of those undershots.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We need to see his orbs slapping back and forth on your hoo-ha. That's about as clean as I can make that. And don't nobody pretty up for this porn. Y'all look fine. So if there's hairs or toenails or things growing out of places that don't normally happen, just leave them there.
You think she'd keep the sock on?
I can't think of what I would do. Was that Chloe again?
Yeah.
You about to yak?
Yeah, I'm all right.
That's one of those, Zob Bondo questions. Would you rather?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything you put on the other side that I wouldn't choose first. I don't care what it is.
Oh.
Hey, man, we also need to shoot this in HD.
No, you don't.
Yeah. This Mama June, Billy, and Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear. Got to be in HD. That way you can get... It's all sharp. You can see the pimple clusters and rust trails. And he's just sitting there banging on her like a West Texas cricket pump, and them pimples are popping.
Okay, that's okay.
Did he finish? No, that's just a...
No, stop.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
607. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-20. Just after Lancaster Road, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up. Back to 45. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Oaklawn, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. That has traffic backed up onto 35 back from Woodall Rogers. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Still that accident there, still blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's still jacked up back from the high 5. And finally, in McKinney, northbound 75, just before Weston Road, got an accident blocking both lanes there. That has traffic completely stopped back from Wilmoth Road, about a half-hour delay through it. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Toys R Us. Overcast and 46 tonight. Tomorrow morning, some rain, which should go away, but the clouds remain in the afternoon, and we hit a high of 54. Right now, 49. 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Sit down if you want. You can. That's Ruben, our new... how many production directors do we have? Two. You and Jeff K?
Yeah. Or Danny.
Danny Moffitt?
Miles.
Where'd I come up with Danny Moffitt?
That's a really good question.
Kiss. The old Kiss from back in the day.
Ruben just started here...
A month ago.
I didn't even know it was a Ruben that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever on the air at KBIL?
A little bit.
What the air name did you use?
Chris Robbins.
So we've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
He was married to the program director of Channel 21.
UPN.
When they carried our show Hot TV.
Hot Tickets.
It was Tammy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ruben and I used to hang out all the time. And I didn't know until like a month somebody said, Yeah, we got a new guy, Ruben, da-da-da. I forgot what they said. I went, can I say your last name?
Yeah.
Oh, I went, Salinas? Well, yeah. I love Ruben Salinas.
And actually, I'm not sure if you knew this, but Ruben and I worked together when I was at KVIL. Because he was a production director, and I would come in before running Delilah. And I would help him cut, like, the dumb spots. It's just the ones that needed dubbed in, and he would handle all the tough stuff.
Are there headphones? Ruben, you can pull up to the mic. You can. Everybody's gone. This station's dead.
Oh, I was going to tell you, I went back towards the offices, and yes, everyone is now completely gone.
I'm surprised they stayed this late. Because really, even on Dr. King, Martin Luther King weekend,
mm-hmm.
they all break like on that Wednesday.
Yeah, and they close the office early. They say they're closing at 2, but really what that means is they all leave for lunch at 12, and they say they're celebrating the holiday until 2, and then they just go home.
Yeah, and Dan pointed this out. J.D. Freeman, who used to be the GM, was the worst. Hey, we're celebrating Dr. King's birthday this weekend, so the offices will close at 2 on Friday. Of course, he leaves that Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and then goes to the whitest place on the planet.
Santa Barbara, California.
To spread the word. Talk about civil rights.
Tell all the millionaires about strife.
So what are you doing? You just taking a break? You getting ready to leave?
Getting ready to leave. Letting traffic die down.
Okay. Well, you came to the perfect place to just gel.
Mm-hmm. This is the ultimate time killer.
You want to watch us have dead air for a while? We've had plenty today.
It's cool.
Yeah. We planned that for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Been teasing it for weeks.
Yeah. Where were we?
We were talking about Mama Jane. Yeah, it's about the general reaction.
I still don't know what production company, really, if it was Vivid or seems like something maybe Hustler would do to offer Mama June and what's the guy's name? Sugar Bear?
Sugar Bear. And his brother Billy.
Well, they had a three-way, but did they want a porn produced with all three of them?
I think that was separate. I think it was just for Sugar Bear and Mama June.
For the BBW category.
Some type of wrestling?
It's big. I just recently found
big,
this
beautiful
out.
Women?
Yes.
Yeah.
They wanted her to be the queen of BBW.
No. Even if she lost enough weight to be a human, she still wouldn't be attractive. Because there are some chicks that are overweight. You look at them, you go, she wouldn't be bad. I can't think of anybody off the top. The chick, Molly and Me, or whatever.
Jeanette.
Molly and Me.
Me and Molly. I'm the cop with the fat bitch.
Oh, Mike and Molly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeanette McCarthy?
No, Melissa McBride.
We know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
She lost weight. She'd be really pretty. She mm-hmm. has a pretty face.
Technically, what you should be saying is that she is pretty.
But?
No, you really should just stop there. She is pretty.
Well, she is.
Then say that.
Well, she is pretty, but she's surrounded by the ugh. But you've got the Mama June.
Mama June.
I still think there's got to be some type of federal law that's being broken there. Just to her having sex, especially with two other guys.
Who are related.
I really think that falls under the game warden's purview someplace.
Yeah, that's one of those things that you should probably send out a team.
Team of what?
Other game wardens, along with a pack of dogs.
Tranks.
Tranquilizers, yes.
You're not going to believe the 8mm footage I got. Is it more Bigfoot? This is worse. You know that Here Comes Honey Boo-Boo? Is mm-hmm. that the name of the show?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah. All the grown-up adults are having sex. Man. Couldn't find any new Bigfoot footage? Well, we got the new Bigfoot footage of Don Davis. Ruben likes that.
Oh, yeah, he does. You ever seen him when he walks through the office? Yeah, and he looks back at just that certain angle.
Yeah, stop. Stop. Kind of looks back over his shoulder and walks back into his forest office.
Because really, the only thing the 8mm footage is missing is a cup of coffee.
This is no exaggeration. You can always tell when Don's in one of the stalls copping a squat because those big ass f-ing feet are sticking out.
I have not paid that close attention.
Yeah, how do you miss it? You go into the Wiz, you see these big feet sticking out of the stall.
Maybe I've been lucky, or I just haven't come across it yet.
To me, that would just be embarrassing. That's another reason I don't like public restrooms to cop a squat.
Because you know people are going to look at your shoes and know.
Well,
it's
no,
you.
I don't want them to know that I'm I poo poo.
Okay.
And with him, there's no getting around it. You know it's him. You look at the feet, and you go, well, what? Bigfoot's taking a big. I try, and when I know he's in there, I try. And pee loud and pee fast, because I don't want to hear anything coming out of his big butt.
Stop pee it.
You never do that?
Let alone smell it.
I always try and pee. I don't want to hear anybody in their gases escaping while they're pooping.
Well, I told you, there was one guy, it was not only was he on his phone, but he hadn't, I know he was on his phone because he didn't mute it. So he's like, you could hear all the clicks of him sending a text, or I don't know if he had pulled up some sort of arcade game that he was playing at the same time. Then he was getting a text that was coming in. It was just, dude, mute that thing. I don't know why. It shouldn't matter, but it's. I don't want to know what you're doing on the other side of that wall.
Yeah, it's bad enough. I know that you're doing the nastiest of nasties.
I don't want to know that you got a new high score on Candy Crush or Angry Birds.
And I certainly don't want to hear splashes. That's especially with Don, because you don't know what's in his diet. You don't know if he eats Sasquatch chow or whatever they feed him. What?
Nothing.
I'm just showing off for Ruben.
I know you are. And it's good.
You like it here so far?
Loving it. A little warm in here.
It is warm in here only because we got these studio lights, and for whatever reason, that light over there in the corner, they decided it needed to be a 1,000-watt bulb. Yeah.
But not only that, the building shifted from air conditioning to the heater. So even though in the room we've got our AC all the way down on cold, it doesn't matter. It's still blowing hot.
I feel wind blowing with my hand. Yep.
It's hot.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sweating. And I'm always freezing.
Okay. Well, it's been a great segment so far.
we all now know Kenzie's sweating.
And the great thing is, Ruben, you get to be on 1190 with us. Because we also do mornings. There. Here.
There.
On it.
Down the hall.
Now that we're syndicated. 50 feet.
Everybody watch out.
50 feet.
I guarantee you are the only show in the country that's syndicated down the hall.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, where are all your affiliates? Dallas and the Fort hall. Worth. And the hall.
I'm Studio C.
Yeah.
Surprised Bo and Jim aren't having a shit. Why are they syndicated?
We're closer to that studio.
Well, they're on 1190. Oh, must be community service or something like that. Somebody must have got accused of doing something.
Mm-hmm. Chloe got pulled over again on skates.
Hey, Bo and Jim are in our Christmas special. You want to hear the clip, Ruben?
Okay.
I am killing time. Let's see. The Christmas, it's a birth of Christ. That's basically what we're doing. And I think this part sets itself up.
I think so.
Let's move on from here. Thousands of miles away, Gabriel pays a visit to a group of three wise men as they sit around the campfire listening to their transistor radio.
Could you please find something on the damn radio?
In the morning.
From my wife, Mama Gears. You had to have that cyst.
Hey, B.I.L. and Ron Chapman.
Hey, this is Bo.
Hey, hell, this is Gene.
Chop it up tomorrow. We'll get a visit from...
We tried to pick people who would have been around on Zero BC.
Zero BC.
Oh. We're not really sure what the date is called.
Pretty sure we got close.
Yeah.
Before Chapman? Or?
No, you heard Chapman.
Oh. Chapman's on there.
Oh. Yeah, even back when Christ was born, he was already doing mornings on KVIL.
Man, I love walking in the desert is Jesus Christ. Listen to Ron Chapman in the morning. Oh, man, it's a fall. They're going to do the KVIL catalog thingy. Okay, I'm done swearing.
All right, sure you are. Want me to go on?
I wish you would.
Okay. Executions and new death sentences dropped to their lowest numbers in decades in 2014. The Death Penalty Information Center, a nonprofit organization that hates the death penalty, said 35 inmates were executed this year and 71 have so far been given death sentences. Problems with execution in Arizona, Ohio, and Oklahoma, and questions about the drugs used in lethal injection executions have contributed to delays in carrying out some of the sentences. Just three states accounted for 80% of the execution totaled this year.
May I guess?
You may.
All right, we know Texas is one.
It is.
California?
No. They actually have the most currently on death row, however. They just don't, they're not as proficient as we are.
So the people, the states that have put the most people to death?
Yes.
Florida?
Yes. The third, I think, will be very difficult to guess because I was surprised. Florida was basically in third, and tied for first is Texas and another semi-southern state.
Georgia.
No, farther north.
North Georgia.
That's not even a state.
North Dakota?
Too far north.
South Dakota.
Keep going south.
South. Wales?
Really?
That's in Australia.
South Wales?
I know Oklahoma has a death penalty. I'm guessing it's not Oklahoma because they botched a few.
It is not. That would have been my guess. But this state actually touches Oklahoma.
Arizona?
Nope, go the other way.
Louisiana.
A little farther north.
Kentucky.
A little farther west.
Dude, I don't know the states that well.
I know. Just trying.
New Mexico?
No.
Old Mexico.
Kansas.
Where? Kansas?
No. It's right next to Kansas.
Arkansas.
They have a real... Well, no, it's just north of Arkansas. So you got north of Arkansas.
Okay, I lied. I knew I said I wasn't going
to
swear at
you. I knew I could drive you to another one. Missouri.
Yeah, you're right.
Whoa.
They can't necessarily read that good, but they sure know how to stick a needle in somebody. Yeah, and Texas and Missouri tied for 10 apiece, and then Florida at 8. Huh.
So we lead the country.
We lead the country.
By a large margin.
Well, this year, though, we were tied with Missouri.
I wonder why the chemical or the we'll just call it a cocktail that they use is proprietary from state to state.
I don't know. And
because you have other states having problems, and in Texas we're going, hey, when we jab them, they die.
That is true. And actually I saw the other day that a judge had decided that Texas does now have to reveal the source or the company from where they get their cocktail.
Based on what?
I guess it's supposed to be, as part of the cruel and unusual punishment, it needs to be open so people can see what's in there and they know that it's not.
You have reporters that watch most of these, and I think there's always at least one assigned just as a third-party witness.
Right.
I think they can say, yes, this was done effectively. It looked like it was humane.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing they point to is the public's right to know.
I don't care as long as it works.
Now, you don't care, but other people want to know what's in it.
And I don't know why the cocktails. I mean, you have people that commit suicide all the time just sitting in their own garage with the car running.
Yeah, well, because I think it's either a two or three level deal. They have the one that sort of
I know, but why can't they just stick them in a storage shed with like a 66 Bonneville?
Well,
I mean, I've always heard that's the most peaceful way to die.
Yeah, you would think. Oh. I mean, it's really? As cheaper? Opposed to the...
Not with a Bonneville, just the carbon.
No, I know that. That's what I'm... The carbon.
Don't show off in front of Ruben.
Well, it's like they had the gas chamber, and that was much more violent than being in a garage with a Bonneville. But you're right, I don't know why they don't just do that. Maybe it's just because that may not be as effective. Or
what'd you say, Ruben?
It's inhumane.
Yes.
I don't think it is. Some animal shelters that don't have budgets, that's what they do. They hook up a beat-up van or a car to a tented area, and they put the animals in there because there's supposed to be no pain. If it's not being cute, if it's good enough for animals, I'm okay with convicted killers.
Yeah, and it's also a lot cheaper than getting this, you know, cocktail and having to have a doctor. Well, you still have to have a doctor to announce time of death. Any idiot can do that, though. I don't know, about two.
We will actually let you choose the cocktail or the tent with the 66 Bonneville or with the Jay Walker or whatever his name is walking down the stairs with in the box. Or this blind kid with a ball peen hammer.
give me the Bonneville. The last choice would be the blind kid with a ball peen hammer.
Because regardless, you have to die.
Yeah.
It's just your choice.
And it's not like you get a fighting chance against the blind kid.
So bad.
All right. Was there a purpose to this story?
No, it was just basically partly to say, hey, we're still number one. Go Texas. But also the shock of someone actually tied us.
I find that hard to believe that anybody's close.
I know. Usually we've run off with it.
Especially when... I know we've talked about this before when President Bush, the last one, when he was governor and he was running for president, and Governor Perry was lieutenant governor, he was on a roll, Jack.
Yeah.
Governor Bush is out on the campaign trail. Let's just beef things up in Huntsville or wherever they do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of like if you're 16 years old and your dad leaves, but he leaves his truck behind, you're like, all right, time to go for a joyride. Governor Perry got the keys to Huntsville and went to work.
This is going to be like a... No, that's going to get me in trouble. Never mind.
Okay.
But there was a house party joke in there someplace.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Okay. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:35, another check on traffic. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 45, right at I-20. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. This one involving an 18-wheeler and two other cars. That has traffic jacked up back from Loop 12 Ledbetter. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Oakland. Still got that accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up onto I-35 back from Woodall Rogers. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Your backup is back from the I-5. In McKinney, northbound 75, just before Weston Road, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from El Dorado. And finally, in Lewisville, northbound I-35, right at Round Grove Road, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is jacked up all the way back from 635. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Toys R Us. Overcast and 46 this evening. Tomorrow morning, some rain, and that'll stop, but the clouds will stick around through the afternoon as we hit a high of 54. Right now, 49 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, which sales chick? You talking about the one that's come by my studio a couple of times?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you guys think she really wants to hook up?
Alfie was on it on this time. He was really big on it, but it's just the fact that she makes a point to come by and talk to you before she goes out. And before she goes out, that means she's wearing going out clothes.
But she's never invited me. Why did this resurface? Alfie?
Just the fact that she was here recently in the studio, and she was all dolled up. She had her brand new cans on full display.
Oh, yeah, she likes you.
How do you know?
Because that's what girls do.
They get cans, so I'll like them?
Well, no, but they show off said cans.
I haven't Seen him. I've never seen her in anything provocative.
Well, just because...
Did something happen Wednesday when I was out?
No, and...
No, this was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, I was leaving, Alfie was coming in, and she was talking to you in your studio.
I don't remember that. Talk about the blonde?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought there were two different blondes.
There are two different blondes.
There are two?
Yeah.
I was only aware of the one.
No, there's
well,
two.
A lot of them, the two of them look alike, and if I don't have my glasses on, I just assume it's the same one.
Oh, no.
Well, you don't want to go, which one are you?
No, that would be rude.
Did she say anything to you, Alfie?
No, but just the fact that she had her...
cans out.
Yeah. And I say, Brent, I don't know if they're fake or not, but that's unfair to her. But she had them out and flaunting them.
And she made sure to stop by his studio so he would notice.
Exactly.
Even though he apparently is blind.
She's done that before.
But she's never had them out like that.
I didn't notice. I think we're talking about two different sales chicks. Because there's two of them that are blind that I've confused with other people in the building. I don't know. Why wouldn't she say anything if you think she really wants to hook up? She's obviously said something to somebody or this wouldn't have come up in conversation between you guys.
She's never said anything. It's just her body language and the way she acts. She wouldn't make it a point to swing by the studio.
Maybe she's a fan of the show. Maybe. Okay, obviously she's not.
Alfie's right, though, because...
I tell you what, the next time she comes by, I'll put my glasses on, and if I think I got the right chick, I'll go, hey, on a...
Oh, no, don't do that.
Why not?
Because you can't do that.
I think I can.
But that's rude.
I know.
Okay.
And thank you.
Go for it. Good luck.
She already knows what... If she really wants to go out, she already knows what lies ahead. Are them fake? On a f***.
Oh, God.
All right, those are my pickup lines. You want to do a three-way with me and my brother?
It'd still be better off than the Honey Boo Boo threesome.
I'm still missing why this came up in conversation. Hey, if you guys think she really wants to go out, why wouldn't she say something? Because... I know one of the sales chicks stops by and talks about, yeah, I'm going out to meet with my girlfriends. She's never invited me because she just hasn't. Maybe I just assume she wasn't interested because of that. She's never invited me.
I assume she is interested because she makes it a point to come from the second floor where sales is located up to the third to say, hi, I'm going out tonight. Squeeze chest together, walk out.
Yes. She wants you to say, hey, mind if I tag along? Because girls can be shy sometimes. They expect the guy to be like, well, hey, I'm going out too. You want to come with me? We're complicated, man.
You're determined to make me swear again. I don't know why. She's pretty. But I just assumed she was a fan of the show, and that's all she cared about. I don't know. Ruben, do you know something?
Nada.
He's always been verbose.
Yeah, I can tell. Even from our days at KVIL, I had to constantly tell him, shut up.
Ruben, what's your input?
Okay.
Nothing.
I'm good.
Really, you're going to drag this on? All right, so are you guys implying I should say something to her?
If you're interested, yes. If you're interested in her,
I'd like to see those cans.
Well, okay, but maybe not say that right away, but instead, you know, just tell her, hey, would you like to go out, grab a drink sometime?
Yeah, because she's never, maybe that's her way of letting me know she's available is
that's exactly what it is.
Going to meet my girlfriends
right.
Every time.
Yes. Sorry, I'm excited.
I know. It's a joyous day.
I like it when you date.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I'll date. There are points in your life where you don't have the time.
True.
So what do you want me to say to her next time she comes down? Hey, I just shoved some milk duds in my ass, aren't one?
Mm.
They're fresh.
I think that's more of like a 10 date thing.
Really? How'd you decide on 10?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something down the line.
Hey, it's a ninth date. Know what that means? Next date, you got to eat Milk Duds out of my ass.
I'm just saying you don't want to kick it too far down the road to where it's a sudden shock. And she says, how come you waited this long to tell me? Or
about the Milk Duds?
Yeah, or you don't want it to be so early that you scare her away.
So you think 10 is about right?
Sure.
All right. I don't know. It's a long time to keep Milk Duds in your ass.
I don't think you have to keep them in there that long.
I just like watching Ruben. He goes, this is on the air. Why? How? They renewed his contract for what reason? Bet you guys never talked about eating Milk Duds out of your ass. I bet we have.
Yep, pretty much. So, yeah, I think she just wants you to make the move. She's basically, she started it by coming to see you a couple of times. She upped the ante a little bit by this last time.
I don't remember the cleavage hanging out.
Alfie, I
noticed cleavage.
Alfie was there. He said they were there.
They were hanging out?
They were, and Dan was too. Dan, I can understand not looking, but I was looking.
When she walked up, I was leaving.
All right, then I missed something. My eyesight's not that bad. I can spot cleavage. I mean, it's not. Like, I'm sitting at the center of the studio. I can read that poster on the wall behind you.
Well, that doesn't count. You've seen that poster for years.
Okay.
And it's you.
I can read that plaque by the Christmas tree.
The plaque is the Fort Worth Russ Martin Day Proclamation. You could probably read most of that by heart.
What do you think? I stood there and memorized it?
Perhaps.
I feel another swear coming on. Do we have one more break?
Yes.
When do you want to do it?
Do it now.
Tough. So, Ruben, what's new with you? You like it here at Clear Channel?
What about the Milk Duds?
You want one?
No.
I don't have Milk Duds in my ass today. Today it's Pez.
No.
You really should have one. It looks funny when they come out.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
652, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toys R Us. Traffic calmed down quite a bit. We're starting off at Dallas, southbound 45, right at I-20. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back to Loop 12 Ledbetter. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Oaklawn. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Their traffic is backed up onto I-35, back from Woodall Rogers. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Plano Road. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up back to Greenville Avenue. Head to RussMartin.com right now to bid on $15,000 worth of advertising airtime on 97.1 The Eagle. It all benefits the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. All the details are online at RussMartin.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Overcast and 46 tonight. Rain in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with a high of 54. Right now, 49 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Oh, thank God.
What?
Oh, I said, thank God.
What?
That you turned the mics on. Because when you turn the mics on, that kills the studio monitors.
Oh, is it loud?
Uh-huh.
I had my headphones on, singing to Merle.
You couldn't feel it?
No?
I felt it in the snot in my ears.
That should help with your allergies.
Mm-hmm. You are loving that song.
Yeah, I really do.
See, it's nice to hear you finally accept it.
You've been
denying it for like 2 weeks.
I don't know why.
You don't have to. You don't have to explain everything. You don't have to explain why you like the song. You just like it. I can't explain. I'm sure Alfie can't explain half the music he likes.
What's the matter, Kenzie?
Nothing. I don't know. This thing just like
the thing that holds the monitor.
Yeah.
What about
it? I can't get it up. Oh, no.
Not everything has to have a punchline.
Okay.
What's the matter? You got a limp vagina? I guess I was wrong.
I can't get the monitor back
You got
up.
Flaccid lips?
No.
Do you need it pulled back?
I don't know what happened. Oh. How'd you do that?
It's black magic.
See? Look.
What?
I can't do it.
Well, stop moving it around. She just needed it tilted back so she could see it better. She's watching video stream.
Right. The TriCaster.
What do you want? What are you doing? Do you need to go outside?
Okay.
Right, is that where you want it?
That's good.
Okay.
Now don't touch it.
I'm not.
What do you want to do?
I was waiting for you to bust out with your Bob Wills karaoke.
It's Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard karaoke.
If you want me to print out the words and all of us sing it.
You don't need the words.
Yeah, I do. I really don't know the whole song.
Well, you knew at least half of it.
I just know enough to sound cool.
Okay.
Ruben, do you even know the song? Why'd you take your headphones off? You have enough for the show?
Sorry, no. Good.
Do you know this song?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Do you really?
Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep
it was
rolling.
A TV theme. I don't think it was. It was a TV theme. I don't think it was a top 40 hit.
Merle. Mr. Hagg.
What?
Mr. Hagg.
Yeah. It's a mid-70s TV show on NBC called Moving On. That was it. I liked it as a bumper. It sounds irritating. That's why I play it. Don Davis hates it.
It also makes one listener cry every time she hears it because it reminds her of her daddy who passed away.
Merle Haggard, killer daddy?
No. It's just, I think it was his favorite artist.
Russ.
What?
That's sweet that reminds her. Like they're that
well, it
sad.
Makes her cry.
Well, it's sad, but that's also sweet. And you're being...
Well, I didn't know what the reasoning was. I had to ask. Maybe Merle Haggard killed her daddy.
Oh.
Or he got run over by an 18-wheeler.
Or a train.
Yeah. Damn dull train.
Alfie says line one.
Oh, no.
Yes, Tim.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that I was laughing so hard at your Christmas special clip that I hit my car driving home.
You hit your car?
Yeah.
Into what?
I wrecked my car driving it. My bad.
Are you related to Kinsey? You don't seem to do good with words. Well, what did you hit?
I ran the car into a concrete barrier on the George Bush.
For which clip? What were we playing?
I don't remember specifically who it was, but someone was being guided to the Virgin Mary by listening to her belabored pains.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's my cousin.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? When we play the Christmas special tomorrow night, maybe you shouldn't listen.
Actually, I wanted to check what time y'all were playing it so that I could make sure that I was home and safe so I could see the whole thing.
I have wrapped my car in bubble wrap.
Something like that.
It should be around 6:30.
6:30? Okay.
Yep. All right. Hey, Timmy.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
You too, sir.
All right. Thank you, boss. Anyway, Merle Haggard, moving on. We think it's in the key of B because it's been a big day for us guessing.
Yeah, Ruben, are you a musician at all?
No.
Okay, well, that solves that. And that takes away the need for the second question.
Hey, do you know what this other song, what key it's in?
Yeah.
Because Chuck, our band man, we have the RMS band that plays to benefit the foundation. Well, I don't know how you and I haven't seen each other for years, so I don't know what you know. I have a foundation for fallen police and fire.
Oh, I know that.
And we have a band that air quotes, plays...
Oh, it plays. I just think you would say it plays music. And the finger quotes.
Got it. I don't even want to finish the story now.
Yes, you do.
He sent me Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. He recorded it, played all the instruments, left the guitar part open for me, gave me the chords, but didn't tell me where they go. So it's kind of like play by numbers.
Mm-hmm. Or it's like if...
So we played it earlier in the show, and all right, I'm going to need somebody to call and tell me what key this is in.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing I can do with it.
Yeah, because at that point, you're basically trying to learn the song, and you put all the notes, like, it's like in Bobble.
What?
The game Bobble? Never mind. Boggle, yes.
I like to think of it as the old KVIL cash cube, where you get in there, and all the chords are on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to catch the right ones.
And then sort them out later.
He goes, all right, here are the chords. Here's the music. Just throw in the guitar. Dude, this is not like Hamburger Helper. And there are a lot of changes. This is what he sent me. He recorded. There's no way for me to figure out what the chords are. He already knows I can't play the guitar. Why do this to me?
Did you do something to make him mad?
I don't know. He's an old guy. They stay pissed off about something.
Oh, yeah.
He carries around a bag of rocks just in case.
In case he runs out of bullets.
What? Chuck, that's not your front yard. I don't care.
Right is right. It doesn't matter if it's my yard or somebody else's.
All right, let's try and end with something cohesive.
Okay. For anyone gearing up to deliver a speech to an audience, there's always a chance they're going to be rudely interrupted by someone's mobile device going off. That includes priests. They, too, have been having a hard time while delivering sermons in their churches. So one such priest, Father Michele Madonna, became so incensed by phones going off during services at his church in Naples, Italy, that he ended up installing a jamming device.
A cell jammer?
Yeah. The priest told the Daily Mail that at first...
Well, those are... Oh, this is Italy.
Yes.
All right. I don't know what brought, if they have an FCC there.
That I don't know, but the priest told the Daily Mail that at first he put up posters asking people to turn off their phones, but when the buzzing and jingles continued, some even during funerals, he bought a $60 jamming device and installed it after local police gave him the go-ahead.
Well, obviously, if there's not an entity that regulates signals, in Italy, you can get away with it. I know here it's illegal.
Yeah, yeah, because while such jammers are relatively easy to get a hold of here, their use is actually prohibited. One incident earlier this year saw the FCC slap a Florida man with a $48,000 fine for using the device. He reportedly spent 2 years driving to and from work with a jammer in his car to prevent commuters from using their phones behind the wheel.
And there are days that I wish I had one. I think the FCC, they keep a close eye on these jammers. So I don't want to end up in some type of sting operation where I order one and the feds show up at the house. You order this jammer?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but that's for my bunghole where I keep my milk duds.
Why would that need a cell phone jammer?
I don't know. Don't send me to federal prison. They are. They're relatively cheap, and you can get one, spend a little more, has more antennas, jam a little further. I almost had one of our engineers build me one. He goes, I can do it.
Really?
Yeah. You know, engineer doesn't work here anymore.
Yeah, you didn't even have to say that. I knew exactly who you were talking about.
He goes, if you need to put a timer on an explosive device on it, I can do that too.
Oh, God.
No, Jim.
Not everything needs a countdown.
I just want to jam cell signals. I'm tired of set beside or behind somebody in a pickup. You tell it's almost always, well, I assume it's a contractor because it's relatively big pickup and they're leaned over like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're probably just talking about something at the next job. And they have mirrors, they couldn't give a flying f- less.
My still favorite, though, with the cell phones is when people will use the speakerphone, but then they still hold it up right in front of their face. It's like, just It's either in front of your face, mouth, and eyes, or if it's not on speakerphone, it's on the side of your head. What's really the difference?
And I still don't understand. You'll see, when I lived in Southlake, chicks pulling out of their driveways, already on the phone. What is it that's so important in your life that you're on the phone before you even hit the road?
I wouldn't like that. I think if I was that important or had to get to stuff that early, I would just sit at the breakfast table, do it there, then when I'm done with it, then get in the car and leave.
And as much as I like having a cell phone, if they banned all cell phones, I'd be okay with that.
Period, or just...
In general, okay. All of them. If they went to, I think it's New York, where you don't talk on the cell phone and drive. And I guess the enforcement's pretty stiff.
And it makes sense, especially if you're around Manhattan.
If they did that, I'd be okay with that as well. But I don't talk on the phone that much in the car. I barely talk to anybody. So especially in the car. I really have no desire. And it's the people there was a SUV in front of me today. I don't know if they'd been through a car wash or whatever, but their right mirror was pushed in.
Okay.
You know, sometimes bigger vehicles, they have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't using it. If my right mirror is pushed in, I got to get out. I'll stop in the middle of the freeway because I use them.
Right. Yeah, that's what they're there for. They're there to be used. It's not there for some sort of odd vehicle decoration.
What is that? I don't know. It's some type of bling. I'm tired of looking at it, so I pushed it in.
Oh, God.
But as far as the jammers go, I'd love to have one. So what's the problem with this priest or...
Well, I think the reason why it made news is because it's gotten so bad that a priest is now using it at church. Because even though he put signs up...
Then you don't have control of your congregation.
And that's why he eventually got the jammer to regain control.
That's not getting control.
Well, I mean, in a way.
No. You want to get control if somebody's phone goes off. You point them out. You have them stand up. And then you talk about them and... banging their mom.
Or you maybe at least tell them, like, God is angry with you.
This was Italy?
Yes.
Didn't I tell you to turn that the f*** off? That's really when you lost control of your congregation. Just kick them out and go, all right, you're out for 6 months. Or come up and jerk me off in the confessional.
Well, see, that's the other thing. It's like if this is a...
Oh, now Ruben gets uncomfortable.
Yeah. If this is a Catholic church, then he could be like, all right, out to the church. And then they come back for confession. They make the confession, and then they can come back to church. It's all about the forgiveness cycle.
But if you keep telling them, and you can't turn it off, and you said funerals.
Funerals as well.
I don't know why we have to stay connected nonstop. And my mom, her phone went off during my dad's funeral. Mm. And it's at the bottom of her big ass old woman purse. Digging through it.
And it's not
and
enough
it
to
wasn't
wear.
As bad as who is it? Rick Astley? Wasn't as bad as that, but it was some stupid ringtone.
So at least not everyone got Rickrolled at your dad's wedding?
My dad's funeral.
Funeral is what I meant.
Most people don't marry corpses.
No, that is true.
Unless you're a necrophiliac. Oh.
There are exceptions.
And that's when Mark, my brother, looked back at me when my mom's phone's going off. And he goes, I went, dude, throw her in the hole. It's already dug. Can't be that much extra.
I would like to think most people, especially in situations like a funeral, they make it a point to, you know, actually mute the thing, turn it off, or just leave it in the car.
Well, because it becomes just it's almost a new appendage. People don't even think about it anymore. Oh, it's my phone. Oh, damn, I left it on. And there are days I forget I leave mine on. I bring it in here because the alarm company, if something goes wrong, they call me on the cell phone.
Right.
It's the only reason I have it in here.
But if you were to go to a funeral.
I think I'd leave it on just hoping somebody called me.
Oh, God.
Man, I hope I got my Merle Haggard ringtone on. Okay, still nothing cohesive. Give me something else.
All right. Today's young people have heard old people whining about how contemporary music is vulgar and crass, and there may be a chart to prove that. Someone combed through Billboard charts from each decade, looked at the song titles, and isolated the words that were most distinctive to that decade.
All right, hold on just a second. Alfie, what do you have on line one?
He's calling about the cell phone jamming thing.
In Italy?
No, in the U.S. A complaint he made, I think.
Oh.
Is this Dave?
Is this Dave?
It is.
I have not said hello yet.
Well, hello to you, sir.
All right. What do you want?
You just said hi.
Okay.
Hey, as far as the cell phone.
Rude. I didn't say hi. Go ahead.
Okay, then. Anyway, so someone combed through the Billboard charts from each decade, looked at the song titles, and isolated the words that were most distinctive to that decade in the 40s. Some of the words that stood out the most were boogie, serenade.
We're talking about the 40s?
Yes.
Okay.
Boogie, serenade, and polka. The 60s, it got a little more dangerous. Baby, twist, little, and lonely. And then you jump to the first half of the 2010s, where we are now.
Is the N-word in there?
The words that stand out are we, yeah, hell, die, and...
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Jesus.
Damn, we did two swears at once.
That's like the...
We did and at the same time. Man, there's got to be a... I don't want to know what the fine is for that.
I feel like all the planets just aligned.
The world imploded.
Shut up. It's the age of Aquarius. Man, we were on two different...
Wow.
I hate to use it. Two totally different pages. And my page was black.
I think you need to talk to somebody.
Well, with rap music, they like to use the N-word. I don't hear the F-word in many songs.
I guess not, but that's what they said stood out. But they said it's words in titles of songs on Billboard charts. So, I mean, it's not going to be just top 40. It's going to be all the different, you know.
Well, I don't know. When did the CeeLo Green song come out? Alfie?
2011, 2010.
So that would fall in this.
Well, yeah, they would pump it up, the oh thing.
Yep.
I still think the other one would be bigger.
I guess maybe song titles with that word in it just didn't
but
rank
CeeLo
as high.
Green can have a hit called F*** You.
Yes.
Okay?
That's more mainstream. As far as like music stations go.
Okay. So what's the purpose of this story?
Just to see how things have shifted over the decades.
From...
Well, yeah. Boogie, serenade, polka. All the way to hell, die, and whatever Russ inserts.
And that in there someplace?
No. Yeah.
There are a lot of yes in songs.
Well, maybe that was in like the early 2000s. Well, no, actually, I have that. The first decade in the 2000s, it was like, breathe, it, and yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that one I got.
Yeah, so we've already moved past that because this is the 2010s.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I misunderstood the other one.
You didn't have a chance to misunderstand it.
Yeah, I did.
You just inserted what you thought.
Hurry up, we're late.
Okay. I'm done with that. I can go another one.
You what?
I'm done with that one, though.
Okay, good.
Okay. For the second year in a row, you can skip the long line at the mall and have your kids video chat with Santa through a website called HelloSanta.com. You just have to answer a few questions about them first and schedule a time. Unlike the mall, it's not free. A live chat costs $20, and you get the video in the email, or you can just get a personalized message from Santa for $10.
Hey, can you see all the Santa on the camera right now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you see this?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's Rudolph.
I mean, how do they know it's safe? I'm going to assume it's a live chat with Santa.
It is.
How do you know they're not setting them up for something?
Well, because you're going through a website that this is what they do. It's not like you're going through, you know, random chat rooms or webcam rooms thinking, hey, maybe Santa will be on one of these.
I'm glad that you decided to video chat with Santa from the ad that you found in the back of the Thrifty Nickel. Would you like to see Santa whack the elf?
See him do what?
You know, whack the elf.
Whack the elf?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound nice.
I didn't write nothing for this.
I don't know. Has it gotten to a point where that just seems too detached?
Well, in a way, it could actually be more personalized. Because then the kid feels like the Santa's taking a break from the North Pole to have a chat with him. Or in case he really wants to show the kid Rudolph his red-nosed ween deer.
That was good.
You all see Rudolph again?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good, because he's got a cold.
No. Yes, yes, definitely yes.
In the chat. Into the chat. I don't want to see Rudolph sneeze.
Look, Rudolph's got a sneeze.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm, other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things talk radio, 1190. Go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson's up next.
All right. See you guys another time.
The Russ Martin Show. Rocks the Metroplex.